That summer, our kids played extremely hard. And, we had some young guys that got to step in and play a little bit that might not have. So we're real excited about the future. I think we were kind of hitting our stride there at the end. You know, it just takes a while for everybody to get acclimated to what they got to do. And when we play these older teams like this, it's good competition. The kids have to step it up another level. So to answer your question, I guess I'm real excited about where we're going. I'm very thankful for having great kids that want to play and are easy to coach, and it was a good summer.
Well, we have a very special way to kick off the night tonight. Of course, Paul and Joan Allen, the two people who were responsible for helping build this ballpark, finance this ballpark in memory of their son, David Allen, in a very neat style right there. Joan Allen just threw out the first pitch to the catcher for tonight's game, Logan Rutledge. Of course, Joan, a very big part of what's happened here. And what have, you know, Brad, you've only been here a couple of years, but tell us about how much the Allen family means to the Enid baseball program and, of course, this ballpark.
Well, like I told you before, John, I mean, I feel like the whole city of Enid, you know, owes them a big thank you. This ballpark is not just used for baseball purposes. It's used as an attraction for the city, and it means a lot to our community, I know, and it means a lot to our kids especially. I saw the kids talking with Paul and Joan down there, and it's an awesome experience to get to play here. I don't know how many coaches have come up to me today from different states and are like, man, do you play your high school games here? And I'm like, yeah, we're very fortunate. So very thankful for them. And, you know, I think the whole city of Enid is thankful that they started this thing, and it's awesome, awesome venue.
Well, and your son, Connor, is going to be playing in this game tonight. He is starting at second base. How do you feel about that? His usual position is shortstop.
Oh, he just wants to play, you know, and I'm thankful that he's able to get out here with these guys and compete a little bit longer and play some more baseball. So be a good experience for all of our guys.
Seth Graves will be the leadoff man for the Enid Majors tonight. He'll be playing center field. Batting second is Brad's son, Connor, playing second base. Third is Matt Connerly over at third. E.J. Taylor bats fourth, and he will play first base. Fifth is Marcus Hampton, the right fielder. Sixth is Garrett Dehas, playing the designated hitter role tonight. Seventh is Camden Count, the left fielder. Logan Rutledge will be eighth and be the catcher. Ninth is Lakin Young. He is the shortstop, and pitching tonight for the Enid Majors is Matt Hopkins. The Majors, a record of 21-18 so far, and they are coached by Chris Jensen, assisted by Richie Tarango. The Northern Colorado Roughnecks, a record of 15-14. They will start out with Connor Side in right field. Batting second, T.J. Mendoza at second base. Third is Hunter Nelson, the first baseman. Fourth is Casey Seplett, the third baseman. Fifth is Nate Vondi, the shortstop. Sixth is Felix Cadillas, the left fielder. Seventh is Mike Felton, the catcher. Eighth is Andy Bayen, the center fielder. Ninth is Tanner Cartmell, the designated hitter. And the pitcher tonight is Lucas DeGarmo for the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. They are coached by Nathan Howell. They are in black tonight. The Majors are in their home whites with blue numbers and letters, blue hats, the white E across the front. Just 11 players on the Northern Colorado Roughneck roster. More on them in just a moment. We're going to pause, though, and honor our country with the playing of the national anthem. And when we come back, we'll have baseball for you from David Allen Ballpark. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614. West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to BaymontInn.com.
I'm John Bowers, and for 80 years now, Messer Bowers Insurance has been helping families and business owners by tailoring the right insurance products to fit the individual needs of each policyholder and providing the service to back it up. In that time, we've worked with thousands of business owners to set up insurance programs that help make them grow and prosper. The right insurance program really is an important part of any business. If you're a business owner, or if you're thinking of starting a new business, put our experience to work for you. Messer Bowers Insurance, 80 years strong, 233-1442.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at Enid. WeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Summer has arrived at PNK Equipment with the dear days of summer. And if you're trying to squeeze every ounce of productivity out of these summer months, they can help. The John Deere 1023E subcompact utility tractor has 23 horsepower, dozens of compatible implements and attachments, and it can be yours for just $99 per month. So come into PNK and celebrate the dear days of summer, because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with PNK. Offer ends 7/31/17, subject to approved credit with John Deere. Financial price and model availability may vary. Some restrictions, exclusions, and limitations apply. See PNK for details.
Buying a new home or refinancing the home you have is easier when Security National Bank of Enid is on your side. Security National Bank offers full lending services to help you begin the dream of home ownership. It is best if you pre-qualify your loan. That way you know you're buying power before you start looking. But we also know sometimes you spot the home you want before you know if you have the money. And that's okay too. SNB is here to help you through the steps with quick local decisions. Security National Bank of Enid, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
1390 KCRC. And we bring you back live to David Allen Ballpark for a very touching moment to start the game, as Joan Allen has just thrown out the first pitch for this game between the Enid Majors and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. And what was really cool was, as she threw out the first pitch, of course, Logan Rutledge, the catcher, comes up and shakes her hand along with Paul Allen's hand, and the entire Northern Colorado Roughneck squad comes over, and they all pay their respects to Joan Allen. Of course, there would not be a David Allen Ballpark without her and Paul and what they have done for not only this ballpark, but for the city of Enid. And now they walk off the field with a round of applause from all of the Enid Majors fans and all of the fans in attendance for tonight. Brad, that's a pretty cool moment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's always cool. You know, I give kudos to the Colorado Bunch for acknowledging them. I think, you know, it's like we said, this doesn't just affect our kids or, you know, just Oklahoma kids. When all these kids come in from all these different states and get to play in this awesome ballpark, it's we all should be thankful.
Yep, it's kind of changes you in a way.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I haven't heard anybody ever say anything bad about David Allen Ballpark. And, you know, it's just got an old-time baseball feel to it. It's a different place. It spoils you. When you go to another park, you think, oh, this is really not too exciting. But you come here and play, no matter who you're playing, you feel like, man, let's go. So it's we're very spoiled here and very blessed here in Enid to get to play in this ballpark.
Normally, Coach, your wife, Dana Gore, sits right by Kelly Jensen, Chris's wife. Do you think the two of them just make fun of you two the whole time? That's what I would imagine.
Hey, I'm 100% sure of that. I'm 100% sure of that. Yeah, you know, those coaches' wives, they got to kind of stick together. For us old fat coaches, we are what we are. So, no, it's, I'll tell you, we're pretty blessed and thankful to have the Jensen family and the Sullivan family and Tarango and the whole crew. We got a really good coaching staff here at Enid, and I'm thankful for those guys. They've always got my back, and they're all in for whatever we want to do, and good people.
Lucas DeGarmo is the starting pitcher for the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. Now, they are the Colorado State champion that have made it here. The interesting thing about them, though, is that they lost a lot of their players that normally would come because they had college requirements, so they couldn't make it here. They had to scrap together 11 kids and jump on a bus and get here. Tournament director Shannon Infield was telling me that, hey, I just appreciate you guys even putting a team together, because a lot of coaches in your situation might have just said, hey, we're not coming.
No,
but they
doubt.
Still made the trip, which is awfully neat.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, in today's age, you know, people just want to try to win, and who knows what these guys will do. Maybe it'll inspire them, but with today's college baseball requirements, kids are getting shut down earlier and earlier, so you know, I can't blame the colleges, but it kind of puts some of these older teams in jeopardy.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they put out there tonight. The Enid Majors lost the coin toss last night, so they are the visiting team on the scoreboard in this game. The Northern Colorado Roughnecks are the home team, so they will come up and be on defense first to pitch. So left-handed pitcher Lucas DeGarmo finishing up his warm-up pitches, and he will face Seth Graves first. And Seth was very good in the state tournament last week for the Enid Majors. He was 3-for-6. He had 6 walks. He scored 6 runs. He got hit by a pitch, and he also had an RBI. On the summer for the Enid Majors, Seth Graves leads the team in hits with 36. He has a batting average of 409, also leads them in walks with 26, and runs scored with 38. He's a switch hitter. Lucas DeGarmo is a left-hander, so he will bat right-handed against Lucas. Felix Cadillas, the left fielder. Andy Bayen, the center fielder. Connor Side is in right. We'll get the rest of the defense in just a moment, and Graves takes high for ball one. Casey Seplitz at third, Nate Vondi at short, TJ Mendoza at second, Hunter Nelson at first, Mike Felton the catcher, Lucas DeGarmo the pitcher. DeGarmo's second toss is way outside, 2-0 to Seth Graves. Seth has been awfully good at taking pitches early and drawing walks, as evidenced by the fact that he leads the team in that category and had 6 last week. The 2-0, perfect that time from DeGarmo, 2-1. It has been a hot, humid day in Enid. It is 93 degrees right now. We had a high of about 103 earlier today. The 2-1 is also high, 3-1, the count now to Seth Graves. After that, it is Connor Gore batting second, and he is in the on-deck circle. The 3-1 pitch. And Graves draws a leadoff walk. So in the last week and change, Seth Graves has now been walked 7 times. And up comes Connor Gore. I've gotten a pretty good taste, Brad, of what kind of music your son likes. I can't say I agree with him on some of his music taste, but, you know, he helps me stay in touch with the younger crowd.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's what I always tell him, you know. Whatever. I'm sure I listened to some weird stuff when I was growing up. I like to think not, but I'm pretty sure I did. But yeah, this is a new deal. Some of the words I don't even understand, but I guess that's aging me a little bit.
He sees ball one come in, the 1-0 pitch, low and inside, 2-0. So far, we have seen Lucas DeGarmo throw 7 pitches, and only one of them has been a strike. In the on-deck circle, Connor Gore out there now. Matt Connerly's in the on-deck circle. Special day for him. Connor Gore pops this one up. It is in the shallow infield. The third baseman, though, Casey Seplitz, had trouble tracking it down at first. But right there, he's able to take it in for the first out.
Swung at a bad pitch. Got a pitch up and got a little anxious. So,
am I anticipating a family lecture tonight coming from?
No, you know what? He's got to figure it out himself. But he swung at a ball up a little bit. Should have been a little more selective, but we'll see what happens here. This little lefty could be hard to handle if he starts throwing strikes. He's got just enough stuff. Looks like there's a curve,
and it misses inside to Matt Connerly, who is celebrating his 19th birthday today. So happy birthday to Matt, who will be a sophomore at NOC Enid next year. And Matt has been batting with the Enid Majors this summer. 364, leads the team in doubles with 8. Pickoff try by DeGarmo over to first to check on Seth Graves. And Graves is able to slide back in time. Now Graves has great speed. He has stolen 9 bases this summer. And he can really fly. All turf infield here at David Allen. Grass outfield. The 1-0 hits the outside corner this time for a strike. 1-1. It's interesting that you bring up the left-hander, Brad, because last week the Majors struggled against the left-handed pitcher in one of their games. So you know how the lefties can be a problem in baseball, don't you?
Don't even have to throw hard. You know, it's just a different angle, and the ball, you know, does different things. And you see all these right-handers. You get a lefty, and just ball spinning a different direction, they can really give you trouble.
DeGarmo checks on Graves again at first base, and Graves is able to slide back. The count is 1-1 to Matt Connerly. We are just underway here, Enid Majors Baseball. The 1-1 in there for a strike, 1-2 to Matt. Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. Find them today at 2101 West Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. Now Graves is going to take off. It's a hit and run, but Connerly ends up fouling it off into the Majors dugout, so Graves will have to go back to first. Majors are in the first base dugout. The Northern Colorado Roughnecks are in the third base dugout. Winner of this game moves on into the winner's bracket and will play at 8:15 tomorrow against Cherry Creek, and the loser will drop down and play in the consolation bracket tomorrow. Actually, they would play at 11:15 on Thursday. Next pitch inside for a ball. That's 2-2 now to Matt Connerly. So the bad news is if you lose this game, you're one loss away from elimination. But the good news now is you'll have the day off and you'll play on Thursday, but at 11:15 in the morning, awfully early. The 2-2, cut on and missed by Connerly, and that's a strikeout swinging. We have two down in the inning now. And right on cue, Brad, we were talking about the lefty. He does what you mentioned could be difficult to deal with.
Yeah, you know, that ball, he's just 76 to 79 right in that range, and that sometimes can be the toughest guys to hit. He kind of throws across his body, and he's got a little bit of a different tilt, so hopefully he doesn't settle in.
E.J. Taylor is next. Graves is going to take off and go to second, and this time he's going to slide in safely. So Seth Graves, with his 10th stolen base of the summer, didn't even hesitate. He decided to go right after that baseball and got in there. So E.J. Taylor takes the ball and makes it one ball, no strikes. He's had an excellent summer, leading the team in batting average at .443, leads them in RBIs at 29. The 1-0 in there for a strike that time, 1-1. Graves moving away from second base. Now he gets back. We've got a train coming by from our left to our right. You'll be hearing that in just a moment. We are just underway between the Enid Majors and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks of a scoreless ball game. 1-1. And it's low inside. Blocked well by Mike Felton, the catcher, to make it 2-1. Taylor's been a patient batter. 15 walks for him this summer, 19 runs scored. He'll be headed to NOC Enid next year to be a Jet. The 2-1. Missing again, 3-1. Taylor has also homered twice for the Enid Majors this year. Last week in the state tournament, he was 4-for-10 with 3 runs batted in, a run scored, and a walk. The 3-1 is low and outside for ball 4. So the Majors now have used the walk to their advantage twice in this inning. They have runners on first and second with 2 outs. Sometimes when you have a soft-throwing lefty like that, Brad, that's what you got to do against them.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure they know that the on-deck hitter's a left-handed hitter, and they've got a base open with a guy who can really swing it. So they probably pitched him really careful and didn't want to get beat by him, so they'll probably go after the lefty here.
And that is Marcus Hampton, who has played sparingly for the Enid Majors this summer because he's from Tushka, so it takes him an awful long time to get to Enid. The travel can be a bit of a burden. Last week he was 2-for-10 with an RBI, but when he's been batting for the majors, he's hitting .324, and he takes low for ball 1. Another lefty-lefty matchup here between Hampton and Lucas DeGarmo. DeGarmo sets, looks at both runners and the pitch, and that one's driven into left. Felix Cadillas coming on. Now the shortstop, Nate Vondi, going after it. He's not going to get there. And Seth Graves will round third and score, and the Enid Majors have a 1-0 lead. But E.J. Taylor is tagged out at third when it looked like he had gotten to the bag in time. And the third base umpire calls him out. The home plate umpire says the run counts. And that takes us to the bottom of the first. With the score, the Enid Majors 1 and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 0. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Said I needed a new blower. Lady showed me a hair dryer. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
First guy told me, replace your edger. Took it to Jack's. Turns out, it needed gas. Hashtag glad I went to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years. With reliable brands like Echo, Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
Encouragement. Would you like to hear genuine words of encouragement? Where can you hear those words today? For many, the answer is the church. It's here you receive words of encouragement of the never-ending love Jesus has for you, that God does have a plan for your life, and there's a special place reserved for you in the family of God. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Visit this weekend and hear the words of encouragement you've been missing. To find out more, check the Yellow Pages for a Lutheran church near you.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Back here to start the bottom of the first inning between the Enid Majors and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. The Majors get an RBI single in the top of the first inning off the bat of Marcus Hampton. It scores Seth Graves, but then E.J. Taylor was mysteriously tagged out at the end of the inning. Brad, you think that E.J. might be a little safe there?
Yeah.
Tough call.
Yeah, it was a tough call. I think the umpire got blocked. because he slid funny and got around it, and it looked like he got him, but I think he missed him. If I had to guess, but like I said, it was bang bang, so you never know.
Matt Hopkins, the starting pitcher for the Enid Majors, a record of 3-2 this summer, a 3.2 ERA, 24 strikeouts to 6 walks. He's given up 13 runs, 9 of which have been earned, and the very first man he will face is Connor Side, a right fielder, but he bats left-handed, and Connor stands at 6 feet, 155 pounds, and he is 17 years old. Most of the kids on this team are, a few of them 18 and under, but most of them 17. Ball 1 into Connor, 1 ball, no strikes from Matt Hopkins, who joined the majors in mid-June. The 1-0 pitch, and he chased it and missed. Good heat on that pitch from Matt Hopkins, who's been mid to high 80s all summer. That one 84 miles an hour on the radar gun. Hopkins sets and delivers. And that one hit high in the air, foul ground, third base side. Matt Connerly chasing after it. He'll run out of room. And back to home plate goes Connor's side, and the count is 1-2. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue serving Enid and the surrounding areas with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and those areas for over 40 years. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid, or go to their website, ladislawevans.com, to learn more. Connor's side back in the left-handed batter's box. And the pitch from Matt Hopkins. A breaking ball this time, but it just misses. 2-2. Hopkins sets, and so does Side, and here is the pitch. Side gets a piece of it and is able to poke it out of play. Also, one member in the audience that a lot of local people around here know, NOC Enid baseball coach Radon Leighton. He's been doing some college scouting today. I know one guy he was interested in was that starting pitcher for the Dallas Mustangs earlier. Mustangs a 5-4 winner earlier today over the Albuquerque Cage Rats. The 2-2 lifted high in the air to right, and going after it, Marcus Hampton. He's underneath it for the first out.
I know one of those left-handers for D-Bat, the kid that pitched in the game before this, he was committed to the University of Texas.
Yeah.
They had some dudes.
That 17 and under team is one of the best 1700 teams you're going to see anywhere.
Yep.
And they have Big 12 and SEC college commitments all down the list.
No doubt.
And to be honest with you, give a lot of credit to the Southwest Shockers. They gave them a pretty good game, but D-back Gowans ended up winning it 2-1. Next guy up is TJ Mendoza, also a left-hander, who looks at ball one from Matt Hopkins, an 84-mile-an-hour pitch. I'm John Herrick in the booth with Enid Plainsman baseball coach Brad Gore. Lewis Foster, our producer-engineer, back in our Enid studios. The 1-0 converted for a strike by Hopkins that time. 84 miles an hour again. Brad, I'm sure your son Cal's down around here somewhere, isn't he?
I just saw him running there. He's buddied up with Woodward coach Chris Webb, so they're having a big time. They've talked about baseball from 1950 to 2020, so there you go.
The 1-1 is inside for a ball. The next pitch fouled off by Mendoza, and that evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Matt Hopkins throwing 87 miles an hour now. Boy, what do you think of the velocity he's got, Brad?
You know, he's not a very tall kid, but he generates a lot of power. He's powerful in his hips.
The 2-2. He got jammed. He dribbles it over to third. Connerly's there waiting on it and makes a long throw across the diamond to get Mendoza. And that's 2 outs in the inning. The Enid Majors lead it over the Northern Colorado Roughnecks, 1-0. And the Roughnecks with 2 outs against them here. Hunter Nelson, the first baseman, is next. And Nelson batting right-handed, so we'll see our first right-handed batter in the lineup for Northern Colorado. 15-14 is their record. The Enid Majors at 21-18. Hopkins winds and fires to him. Fastball again. This time it's a little bit low, though. 1 ball, no strike.
Is Hopkins going to Hutchison?
He is.
That's what I thought.
The 1-0 pitch. Low, 2-0. I think a lot of those Kansas junior colleges have benefited from the Enid Majors.
No doubt.
You had Seward County Community College got Cody Koontz, who was on the majors last year. And then Cole Bergdahl and Johnny Chavez both went to Dodge City. They were a big part of the Enid Majors team last year. Fastball strike that time from Hopkins, 2-1. Nelson takes another called strike, 2-2. And you think here, Brad, maybe Matt just wants to show him mostly his fastball and then slowly show him more as the game goes on?
That's what I would suggest he's trying to do, is get that fastball pumping, and he's doing a good job of it. Ooh, there's a good breaking ball.
And it's fouled off into the majors dugout. It sends everybody ducking. Luckily, it didn't hit anybody. But
it's not going to hit Chris Jensen, I can tell you that. He's like a cat down there. He can move around really quick.
He described himself the best way I've ever heard it. He called himself deceptively small. Emphasis on the word deceptively. The 2-2 ripped and missed. Strike three, and that takes care of the first inning. The Enid Majors won. The Northern Colorado Roughnecks nothing as we go to the second. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Have you been calling Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know. What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. Every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Through an inning of play right now, the difference in the game, a Marcus Hampton RBI single has given the Enid Majors a 1-0 lead over the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. As we go to the second, Garrett Dehas leads off the inning for the Enid Majors. Last week, he was mostly a reliever out of the bullpen, so he just was 0-for-1 at the plate. First time we've seen him taking at bat in a while, and he sees a called strike come in. Now, Garrett's had a good productive summer for the Majors, batting .314. He has scored 16 runs, been walked 13 times, has 14 driven in. He pulls the second pitch over to third, scooping it as Seplett across the diamond, long throw, and he gets Garrett Dehas just by a step or two. So one up, one down for the Enid Majors. Garrett's only going to be a junior, though, at Cimarron High School. He's already played on a couple of state tournament teams, one in the fall and one in the spring over there. Camden Kalk is next, the left fielder in tonight's game. Batting .458. Now, he doesn't have as many at-bats as some of the other guys because he joined in mid-June. First pitch to him, sails wide, one ball, no strikes. The Bank of Kremlin has five locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goltry, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the majors. Member FDIC. Slapped back up the middle, grabbed by Lucas DeGarmo. Nice play by him, and he robs Camden Kalk of a base hit and throws to first for two outs. Boy, that almost got by him, and if it would have, that would have been a base hit up the middle.
That was a nice play by the pitcher. He just kind of snagged at it, and he, look what I found in his glove. So pretty good piece of hitting, but a better play.
Logan Rutledge is the next batter. Last week in the state tournament, he was 1-for-7, but he had 3 walks and a run scored. And the first pitch is an 80-mile-an-hour fastball from Lucas DeGarmo. First time we've seen him and his velocity reach 80. He's been in the high 70s the entire game so far. We're in the top of the second. The 0-1 nearly hits Rutledge in the side, but he's able to get out of the way in it. Count evens at 1-ball, 1-strike. The 1-1 to Rutledge. And it's low and outside this time. 2-1. He's had a rough summer at the plate, batting just .161. 24 strikeouts swinging, the most on the team, but he started, I think, to gain some momentum last week. Let's see if he builds on it. The 2-1, he drives it into the gap, but Andy Bay in the center fielder is going to be able to get underneath it for the third out. 1-2-3 inning for the Enid Majors, but they still lead the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 1-0 through an inning and a half. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid.
Northcutts is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutts, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And they're off to a pretty good start in this one. They lead the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the second. Dense Comfort Solutions offers commercial and residential HVAC and plumbing services. Having your air conditioner service not only keeps you cool, but it can lower your bills. Call Dense Comfort Solutions for any indoor air quality or plumbing needs you may have at 580-279-0521. Dense Comfort Solutions, proud to support the Enid Majors. Casey Seplett will start us off in the bottom of the second. He is a right-hander playing third base, standing at 5'7", 190 pounds, and he is a right-hander working against the right-handed Matt Hopkins, who had a strikeout in the first inning. The pitch to Seplett is right down the middle from Matt Hopkins, 83-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Seplett stands back in and takes a practice swing the next pitch. Also a strike, 0-2. What momentum can be a powerful thing when you're a pitcher, can it, Brad?
Oh, no doubt. You know, he's right on the knees at 83, 84. That's awesome. He just keeps doing that. They're going to have a tough time scoring.
See if he can get a strikeout here. Almost did, but it was a little bit low and outside, 1-2. That one, though, 86 miles an hour. Very special way to start off the evening tonight. Joan Allen throws out the first pitch here at David Allen Ballpark. The 1-2, and he fanned it for strike three. Already the second strikeout of the evening for Matt Hopkins, and Nate Bondi goes next. He is the shortstop, also a right-hander. Standing at 5'11", 165 pounds. Majors 1, the Northern Colorado Roughnecks, nothing here early in the bottom of the second. And the first pitch comes low and outside to him from Hopkins. One ball, no strikes. Hopkins' next pitch. A little bit outside, 2-0.
He's not missing very much when he misses. That's a good sign. He's just a little bit off the plate right there, but he's still doing a good job hitting his spots.
And that one lined out of play, foul. You hear people say, Brad, that 2-0 is a hitter's count. Why is that?
Well, you kind of know. I mean, especially if nobody on base, 2-0, they're going to get you. They're going to come at you with a fastball. So you don't really have to guess much. You just let it fly, see it, and let it fly. So Hopkins is challenging him, too, on 2-0, 2-1. So kudos to him. That was 87.
Yeah, that last one he just sprayed foul, 87. That's been his highest velocity on the evening. Two balls, two strikes now. One out to Nate Bondi with nobody on base, and it'll stay that way because Bondi goes down swinging. Matt Hopkins is in a groove right now. Three strikeouts for the Hutchinson Community College baseball player. That's where he's headed next year in Kansas. Felix Cadillas is next, the left fielder, also a righty. He is batting sixth in the order, and he fans pitch number one, 0-1.
Yeah, he's gaining a little velo here, John. That's 86, 87, about four straight pitches. So he's feeling it right now.
He's close to possibly striking out the side. The 0-1, driven back out of play, foul, 0-2. Last year in this national regional, the majors opened up against San Angelo, Texas, who they run-ruled, but then unfortunately lost their next two games. The ceiling loss that knocked them out of the playoffs was against Woodward. The 0-2 Strike three on the outside corner to end the second inning. So Matt Hopkins comes in and strikes out the side in the bottom of the second. And we go to the third with the score. The Enid Majors 1 and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 0. This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
We at Stevens Ford Lincoln and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And it's a 1-0 lead for the Majors over the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. Don't forget, ABC Mattress Liquidators is counting down the final weeks of the hottest deals in the Midwest. Top name brand mattresses, sectionals, sofa love seat combos, and power motion furniture, all priced up to 75% off. Hurry in and don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime buying opportunity. ABC Mattress Liquidators at 5124 West Garriott Road in Enid. We now are in the top of the third inning, and Lakin Young will start off this inning by taking ball one from Lucas DeGarmo. Last week, Lakin was excellent in the state tournament. He went 6 of 10 with 3 runs scored and an RBI. And DeGarmo misfires again, up and away, 2-0. Lakin Young's batting average this summer for the Majors, .299, 5 runs batted in, 18 scored, and 10 walks. The 2-0 pitch misses outside, 3-0. So Lucas DeGarmo has already dealt 2 walks today to the Enid Majors, and he is 1 pitch away from a third, which he keeps the at-bat going with a strike, 79-mile-an-hour fastball, 3-1. After Young, we go back to the top of the order, the 3-1, and Young hits a sharply line drive right to the shortstop, Nate Bondi. Well, right idea, just a well-hit ball, but sometimes you hit it right to a defender.
Yeah, the old Adam ball. You know, he just hit it right at him. So, good at bat, he just got unlucky.
So now it's Seth Graves, who walked, stole a base, and scored the lone run of the game. And Seth Graves has been a run-scoring machine. He has scored 7 runs in the last week and change, and there's a strike thrown to him, though, 0-1. You're going to have to make sure whenever you go up against Seth Graves, if you're the opposition, you better get ahead in the count, because he is very patient. The 0-1, this is outside, 1-1. Seward County Community College is also interested in Seth Graves, along with NOC Enid, the 1-1. And it's 2-1 now. If he were to join the Jets, he would join Matt Connerly, and they would be teammates in college after they were teammates at Edmund Memorial. The 2-1 is upstairs, 3-1. And Seth Graves just is good at doing this to opposing pitchers, and he could be getting a one-out walk here. 3-1 pitch, and there's another first base pass for Seth Graves. The third walk of the evening for Lucas DeGarmo, and that brings up Connor Gore, who popped up to third in the first inning. Okay, Coach and Dad, what's your son got to do this time?
See it and hit it. That's what he's got to do. He's got to just relax. And I mean, this guy's not overpowering. Just make sure you get a good pitch. Last time he expanded the zone a little too much and chased a bad pitch. So hopefully Seth can steal a base and they can get something going here.
And right away, DeGarmo shows his concern for Graves, throwing over to first base, and Graves slides back. DeGarmo's pitch to Connor. He hits it hard into left, and that will get down for a base hit. I think he listened to you, Dad.
Yeah, he got a little better pitch then, got something he could hit out over the plate. Got a nice swing on it.
So the Majors have runners on first and second with one out in the top of the third, leading 1-0. Jansen GMC is celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Jansen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. Connerly struck out swinging back in the first. It was the second out of the inning back then, so let's see how he does this time. And the left-hander sees a strike come in from the lefty, Lucas DeGarmo.
I know Chris talks about how smart Matt is as a hitter. He's got a real idea and approach about what he wants to do, so I'm going to say he's going to give us a good approach here.
0-1, way low and outside, 1-1. He also loves to crowd the plate, which can make life difficult on an opposing pitcher.
Yeah, his toes are as far in there as you can get them. They're on the white.
He's twirling his bat, waiting for the next pitch from DeGarmo, who looks at Seth Graves at second, and the pitch is driven into center. Charging after it, though, because it's shallow, is Andy Bayen, and he's able to make the catch for the second out. But the majors still have runners on first and second in the top of the third, leading 1-0 over the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. E.J. Taylor walked in the first and then got thrown out at third when he was trying to come over there on what was a very difficult play for the majors to take because it looked like he might have been safe. Let's see how he does this time. He's been very good in these situations all summer. He's 4 for his last 10, and he's hitting well over 400 at 443. And he has a good eye on the first pitch, watching it go outside for ball one. His dad always videotaping every one of his at-bats on the cell phone. He's doing that again. The 1-0 to Taylor, and Taylor fanned it that time, 1-1. I think he was expecting maybe a faster pitch, and he swung a tad early.
Yeah, he mixed it up on him a little bit. This is the right guy to have up there in this situation with a man in scoring position. Hopefully he can get a good pitch to drive here.
Connor Gore on first and Seth Graves on second for the Enid Majors. The 1-1. And Taylor sees that one lofted in for a strike. It was kind of hugging the outer half there, but it just got there for the umpire to call it that. Now the count is 1-2 to EJ, who just graduated from Midwest City High School. And he sees that one come low and outside, 2-2. He's kind of hunched forward, ready to go after it, but didn't take the bait when it was outside the zone. DeGarmo's 2-2 pitch. Taylor makes contact, drives it over to third. Good play by Casey Sepplett to keep it in the infield, but he has no play. So E.J. Taylor will get an infield single. And, boy, if Sepplett was able to throw anybody out from where he was, that would have been impressive.
Yeah, that was a really nice play by the third baseman and smart play not to throw it because he didn't have any play on EJ at first. So, a run-saving play.
Marcus Hampton gets to come out now with the bases loaded and two outs. Another lefty-lefty, and Hampton moves ahead in the count 1-0. Don't forget, folks, every customer at Rick's Pharmacy receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile. 811 West Randolph in Enid. The 1-0, also outside, 2-0.
Here's that 2-0 we talked about earlier, John. He ought to be setting dead red right here and ready to get after it.
The 2-0 pitch, well, he took it that time, 2-1. The umpire, though, he took a while to call a strike, though, didn't he?
He made a good pitch right on the outside corner.
DeGarmo's 2-1, hit back up the middle, and another nice play by DeGarmo to grab it before it went straight up the middle of the field and throws out Marcus Hampton. No runs, two hits, no errors, and the majors leave the bases loaded. To the bottom of the third we go with the score. The Enid Majors 1, the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 0. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Dependability and dedication. That's what makes Messer Bowers Insurance the only call you need to make for your business insurance. At Messer Bowers, we understand that the success of your business can depend on the right commercial insurance program, one that covers your exposures to crippling losses and certifies to your customers that you have the right insurance coverages to work for them. Thousands of contractors have depended on Messer Bowers Insurance to make sure they can do their job and not worry about insurance for over 50 years. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Bottom of the third inning, the Enid Majors won, and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks nothing. We're during the commercial break, you know, we myself and the Enid baseball coaches, we spend a lot of time giving each other grief about our Major League Baseball teams. Brad, what do you think about Denham Sullivan's Texas Rangers this summer?
Well, they're
I believe kinda, you call them the Strangers.
Yeah, the Strangers. They're trying to replace the Cubs as a lovable loser, I think.
Oh, God. You got to take a shot at my team?
Right? No. John, you can't take a shot at the Cubs, I mean, or the Scrubs, whatever.
Yeah, they're just the defending champions. Michael Felton is up, and he is quickly behind 0-2 to Matt Hopkins. It is the 7-8-9 portion of the Northern Colorado order, the Enid Majors 1, and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks nothing. The 0-2, and Hopkins with three pitches and three strikes, down goes Mike Felton. And he looked like he couldn't believe it. That is now, for Matt Hopkins, his fifth strikeout in a row, dating back to the first inning.
He's just painting that outside corner, you know. He's on it tonight. That was a tough pitch to hit or take. There it is again.
He throws it, but he misses this time. One ball, no strikes. To Andy Bayen, who is the center fielder, a right-hander, 6 feet, 155 pounds. He is 18 years old. The 1-0 pitch. Low and at his ankles, 2-0. You can turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction, serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call 580-541-3155 for Kuntz Roofing today. The 2-0, blooped into shallow right. That's going to just land fair. Marcus Hampton picks it up. He's going to round first and go to second, and he almost slid off the bag, but he's safe. So Andy Bayen stretches that out into a double on what was just a softly hit blooper.
Just a check swing. Tough way to give up your first hit, but that's baseball for you. I mean, that thing landed about 6 inches inside the line, and kid can really run, I will say that.
And knowing that this is a one-run game, every base runner for both teams is of paramount importance. The majors just found that out. They had bases loaded in the top of the third, but couldn't get anybody home. Tanner Cartmell is the next batter. He's 5'9", 150 pounds. He is 17 years old. He's a right-hander, squaring off with the right-handed Hopkins, who steps off the mound and is worried about Andy Bayen over at second base. Well, if you're going to have a center fielder, he's usually got to be pretty fast.
Yeah.
Andy Bayen is that.
Yeah, he's got some wheels.
Breaking ball from Hopkins, floats down and away, one ball, no strikes, and Logan Rutledge wants to go out and talk to Hopkins here real quick. While he does that, we'll remind you that the Bike Shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Plus, if you tell Micah you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. After Tanner Cartmell, we will go back to the top of the order with Connor Side. Temperature now is 90 degrees out there. The 1-0, down the middle that time for a strike, 1-1. The lead is 1-0 for the Enid Majors, but Northern Colorado has a runner on second that represents the tying run. Hopkins checks him, and the pitch. And he cut on and missed, 1-2. It looked like he almost didn't want to swing at it, but it was too late. He made his decision.
Tied him up inside, you know, with these wood bats. These kids start with the metal bat. They go ahead and swing these wood. They think, man, I might have splinters in my hands if I keep swinging.
The 1-2. Low and outside, 2-2. A run on three hits for the Enid Majors. No runs now, one hit for Northern Colorado after the double by Andy Bayen. So you win this game, you advance in the winner's bracket, but you lose and you fall to the consolation bracket and are one loss away from elimination. The 2-2. Outside corner, strike three, and that time he sent a curveball in there. Well, you're so used to seeing a fastball that something like that is a new thing, and it's not always nice to you.
Yeah, some people call that Tony's frozen pizza right there. You just froze him up, man. That was a great pitch.
Frozen pizza. Isn't that Domino's?
Yeah, heck, who knows? You know, we get by those Tonys at Walmart, so I couldn't tell you.
Or DiGiorno?
DiGiorno, yeah. It'll be whatever you want to call it.
Funny, whatever you get up here, how sideways everything gets.
Hi, John, it's you do it to me. I can't believe I let that happen.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Connor's side takes ball one, low and inside. Major's trying to get out of this jam with a runner on second, the 1-0. He hits this down the left field line, but it will go left of the light pole and foul. Of course, the lights are on here on this Tuesday night. It's a very nice evening. It's just warm, and it will continue to be that way. Its highs are supposed to be in the low 100s for the rest of this Connie Mack National Regional. Winner of this regional goes to the Connie Mack World Series in Farmington, New Mexico. The 1-1, low, ball two. Rutledge having trouble picking the ball up, and Bayin was about to go to third base, but now he has to go back to second. That's kind of a break there for the Enid Majors. He was halfway to third, and then he decided to go back. Thankfully, Rutledge was able to pick the ball up pretty quickly. Hopkins delivers the 2-1, and it's slapped over to second. Connor Gore waiting on it. He picks it up and throws to first, and that will take care of the third inning. So Northern Colorado gets a hit, but no runs, and they leave a man on base. We go to the fourth with the score. The Enid Majors 1, the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 0. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
When you borrow from Farm Credit of Enid, you're not just a customer. You're an owner, too. We're here to serve the community and provide a source of funding to farmers and ranchers. The financial services you need to grow and prosper. Community-based and community-owned. Simple as that. Farm Credit of Enid.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
Catch the St. Louis Cardinals on CTV Sports Radio 1390 KCRC Enid.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And they're leading a close one right now, going to the fourth inning over the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. 1-0. And we begin with Garrett Dehas, who's batting sixth in the order. He grounded out to third in his last at bat, and he fans pitch number one. You looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They have it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, proud to support the Enid Majors this summer. And Dehas can't get the second pitch either. He falls behind. No balls, two strikes. Trying to start off the fourth inning with a base hit, and he fouls this one back to the wall. Of course, Lucas DeGarmo giving him no choice but to swing. Everything he's thrown him so far has been right over the heart of the plate. Here is the 0-2 to Garrett. And it's outside that time. One ball, two strikes. Well, the Majors were able to get to Lucas DeGarmo a little bit in the first inning, but since that, he's kind of calmed down. The 1-2 nearly hit Dehas that time, 2-2. And he's kind of settled into more of a rhythm. The Majors trying to knock him out of it. The 2-2 to Garrett. Foul tips it into the glove of Mike Felton for strike three and out number one. If he was just a tad more in front of that, might have been trouble because he had a big swing on it. And Camden Kalk is next. Camden hit a sharply hit ball right back to Lucas DeGarmo, who has made two really good 1-3 putouts in this game. The Majors did have the bases loaded in the third inning, but came up empty. They scored their one run in the first, and Kalk sees that first breaking ball miss outside. One ball, no strikes. DeGarmo's second pitch upstairs, 2-0.
I played a little baseball against Cam and his dad, Shane, back in the day. I guess you'd call it back in the day. 3 or 4 years ago.
3 or 4?
Yeah.
2-0 sent out onto the street, foul by Camden, 2-1. Were you guys writing on caves with, like, stone tablets back in those days?
We used the sundial, if that tells you anything.
2-1. And Calc is able to foul that low off the turf, 2-2. And the ball went bouncing in front of home plate. The catcher, Mike Felton, gives the ball back to his pitcher, DeGarma. Karsten Barnett, the lucky Enid Major, that gets to go after that foul ball that Camden Calc just hit out of the park, the 2-2. And Calc goes down swinging here. So Lucas DeGarma with his third strikeout. Of course, his counterpart, Matt Hopkins, has 6 of those. So it's been a pretty good pitcher's duel so far, but the Enid Majors have the upper hand on it, 1-0. In the top of the fourth with 2 outs, and it's Logan Rutledge who hit it hard in the last at-bat in the second, but the center fielder, Andy Bayen, was able to track it down. And Rutledge takes his called strike 0-1, and based on his look on his face, I don't think he thought that was a strike.
This lefty just goes way, 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 and then he buzzed you in.
The 0-1. Rutledge chased it and couldn't get it. 0-2. First pitch was a fastball. The next one was an off-speed pitch that Rutledge, I think, was sitting on a fastball, and he swung a little too early. No balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch to DeGarmo. From
there
DeGarmo. Ripped into left by Rutledge, and that'll get down. It rolls to Cadillas. And Rutledge is able to keep the fourth inning going with a 2-out single. That's the fourth hit of the game for the Enid Majors. And Lakin Young in the 9 spot will try to keep this going. If he can get on base, we go back to the top of the order for the Enid Majors with Seth Graves, who steps into the dugout, the on-deck circle, where he twirls his bat and waits with patience as Lakin Young moves ahead in the count, 1 ball, no strikes. Anytime the Majors can get to Seth Graves and get him up at the bat, good things have been happening for him. The 1-0 pitch, a strike, 1-1. Lakin Young, remember, hit that sharply hit line drive to lead off the third right to Nate Vondi, the shortstop. The 1-1 will be delayed because DeGarmo has to throw to first base to Hunter Nelson. Nelson tries to tag Rutledge out, but Rutledge is able to duck under the tag. And Young gets a piece of it this time. Over to third. Seplett's got a tough play to make, but he makes it. It was off balance, but he was able to get the speeding Young over to first base. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left on for the Enid Majors, but they maintain their 1-0 lead over Northern Colorado through 3.5 innings. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Money fast. Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. You can find them today at 2101 West Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza, also by Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue serving Enid and the surrounding areas with sincere dedication and commitment for over 40 years. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid, or go to their website, LadislawEvans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Ladislaw Evans is there for you. The Enid Majors lead it over the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 1-0. They have a run on 4 hits, no runs, 1 hit for the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. I'm John Herrick, joined by Brad Gore up in the booth. Lewis Foster is our producer engineer, along with our intern, Brady Kokajan, back at our Enid studios. TJ Mendoza will begin the fourth inning. Batters 2, 3, and 4 due up in the Northern Colorado order. Pitch to Mendoza from Matt Hopkins, who lofts one in there for a strike. Now, we're seeing more of his off-speed pitches, Brad, and they're looking just as effective as the fastball.
Oh, no doubt. He's got it all working tonight. He's going to be tough to score off from. The Majors just going to get him some runs and let him settle in.
The 0-1, tad low, 1-1.
John, I heard we might have a special listener tonight from Indianapolis. Is it Lindsay? Is that?
Yep, that's it.
I heard that.
We do.
Well, I mean, I don't know what temperature is in Indianapolis, but
I bet it's cooler than it is here.
Oh, man. Like I said, it's bad when it's 91 and you feel like it's 70.
The 2-1 is low and outside for ball three. First time I think we've seen Matt Hopkins with a 3-1 count tonight.
Yeah, he hadn't been behind very much.
And he catches back up a little bit with a strike there. 3-2, 83 miles an hour. He's thrown a fastball as high as 87 tonight. That's usually his peak range in the high 80s. The 3-2, hit and play over to third. Connerly dives after it, and he could not get there. And it will roll into left. So that's the second hit of the game for Northern Colorado.
Rutledge hit the tripwire on the way to back up first.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that.
Yeah, he found that old invisible tripwire that sometimes is out there on the field.
Didn't you put it there?
Oh, man, I've hit it a few times, trust me.
I thought that might be a fake, you know, because Hopkins throws to first, Mendoza's able to beat the pickoff try, because Rutledge will act like sometimes that he's losing a wild pitch to fool the runner on first, and then I thought, well, maybe he's trying to fool someone, but he just fell down.
No, yeah, I don't think he was trying to fool anybody there. I feel sorry for him. I'm not making fun of him. Just so the people at home know that I didn't put that tripwire there.
No, you're smarter than that. You had someone do it on your
behalf. Yeah, I did. It makes the game interesting.
Hopkins rifles a high one over to Mendoza. Try to get Mendoza at first base. E.J. Taylor tags him, but he's able to beat it in time. There are four umpires working this game. The 1-0 is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1 to Hunter Nelson, who is 0-for-1 in this game tonight with a strikeout swinging. He was Hopkins' very first strikeout victim back in the first inning. Hopkins with six strikeouts tonight. Majors lead it 1-0. The 1-1 on the inside corner for a strike, and it's one ball, two strikes now, 86 miles an hour. Again, we're dealing with some tragedy tonight. The Midwest Express team that was supposed to play Cherry Creek had a player tragically die in a car accident and throw over to first base not in time. So Midwest Express has forfeited the rest of the tournament. One player killed and six players affected is what we were told by their coach. So our thoughts and prayers are definitely with that team and the player's family. The 1-2 is low, 2-2. Everybody in Enid thinking about him, because I got to be honest with you, I've never seen anything like that happen in this playoff setting. So that basically means Cherry Creek gets to move on. It's just an awkward situation.
It's terrible. You know, it's a coach's nightmare. It's a team's nightmare.
And there's another strikeout for Matt Hopkins. Hunter Nelson fanned it. So that's his second strikeout. And when he called, that coach called the tournament director, Shannon Infield, he was bawling the whole time. It takes a lot of you baseball coaches a lot to cry, but that would probably make me do it.
Oh, I'll tell you, man. My thoughts and prayers are with them and their whole baseball organization, kids, parents, everybody. I can't imagine going through something like that. I hope that we never do, but we're sure thinking of those people.
First pitch swung on and missed by Seplett, and then Hopkins throws to first and can't get Mendoza. So Mendoza's getting a workout over there at first base. Hopkins has tried to pick him off a few times and hasn't been able to. He'll stay put, and the 0-1 is just high, 1-1, but that was another pitch that had a lot of zip on it, 87 miles an hour. Now Hopkins will set again. Runner stays put, and it's low and outside, 2-1. And sometimes in sports, Brad, you see teams band together and do that, but other times, sometimes it's the burden is just too much to bear.
I think, it'll be important that those kids stay together and they're able to talk about whatever they need to talk about, the coaches, too. I mean, it just doesn't affect – there's a lot of people that will be affected by that. So it's really even tough to talk about. I can't imagine having a team – have a tragedy like that, but usually when you do, the best thing to do is for those guys to stick together and talk it out, whatever they need to talk about, and hopefully everything gets sorted out and everybody can go on with the season or whatever, go back to school and I just can't imagine the feelings they have right now.
The 2-2 is high and in, so it's 3-2 now to Casey Seplett. Count is full, and there is Matt Hopkins' first walk dealt this evening. And it didn't miss by much, but you got to give a lot of credit there to the third baseman, Seplett, who was patient the whole time. And Enid Majors baseball coach Chris Jensen is going to bring his entire infield in for this discussion as he goes out there to talk with Matt Hopkins and company. The Bank of Kremlin has 5 locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goltree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the Majors. Member FDIC. The Majors have the lead over the Northern Colorado Roughnecks, 1-0. There's one out in the bottom of the fourth, but the Roughnecks have runners on first and second as they continue to threaten here.
Need to get a ground ball right here and roll two and get out of this thing. So need to keep the ball down and hopefully get it on the ground here and get something they can roll up.
Well, Nate Vondi is the next man up. And you might remember this portion of the order that Hopkins saw in the second. He struck out Seplett, Vondi, and Cadillas, got the side to go down in the second inning. But he just walked Seplett. Let's see how he does against Vondi. And this is the first time in the game that the Roughnecks have had more than one runner on base. First pitch to Vondi after the conversation on the mound is a perfect fastball from Matt Hopkins. 83-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. Like Hopkins was bothered by something on the mound, and he moves it away, and he gets ready to go for the next pitch. Checks both runners and fires. Low, ball one. Also, if you're just joining us, a bunch of the Enid Plainsmen players are now on the Enid Majors for the rest of the postseason. Brett Russell, Connor Gore, Ambrin Wojtyk, Kobe Hudson, Braden Pierce, and Hayden Priest. And Hayden was even in between innings out there doing some backup catching with Matt Hopkins.
Really good for our kids and good for our community. For our kids to get to participate in this national regional. What we got going on out there, John? Uh-oh. Looks like Cal threw a ball on the field.
Did he?
Somebody did. It's a bunch of older guys. So.
You're just assuming it was your son, isn't it?
Yeah, I got a pretty good...
One of the kids out in right field threw one on the field, so the right fielder, Marcus Hampton, had to go pick it up and throw it back out of play.
I'm looking for him.
I bet he's out there in that scrub.
I know he is. That's his favorite place to be.
The 1-1, fastball, top tie in the air, charging is Lakin Young. He picks and throws to first, and he's out. Great play by Lakin Young and an awesome catch by E.J. Taylor. So it's called 6-3 on the putout, but the runners move up a base. Mendoza to third, Seplett to second with two outs, and Felix Cadillas is next. Boy, that ball hung in the air forever, didn't it?
Bounced up high. That was a nice play, and... fortunate to get one right there. That was bang bang at first, and we got a nice play.
Enid Majors 1, the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 0. But they've got runners on second and third here with two outs. They can get the lead with a base hit from Felix Cadillas, who sees a strike come in from Hopkins, 0-1. Gotta love the confidence from Hopkins. He just continues to go right after it. Majors will send up the top of their order, batters 1, 2, and 3 of Seth Graves, Connor Gore, and Matt Connerly when we go to the fifth. But the Majors have got to get through this, their biggest jam of the night, here in the fourth.
Kid at the plate didn't like that first pitch strike. Thought it was a ball.
And That one, no doubt about it, it was a strike at 87-mile-an-hour fastball that Hopkins just blew by Cadiz.
Hank Helm, the umpire, had a few words there, so we'll see what happens. He might ought to be swinging here if anything close. Well, he gave him time.
And it's a good thing for Hopkins that he did, because Hopkins threw a pitch that was way low and past Rutledge, so it's a good thing that, for the majors, that Felix Cadiz called for time there. Otherwise, it might have been a wild pitch that would have scored T.J. Mendoza from third base. Majors won. The Northern Colorado Roughnecks, nothing in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-2 to Cadiz, and he hits it high, in the air to right. Foul territory. E.J. Taylor can't catch up to it despite the great effort. And he ends up hitting the mat out there down the right field line and hops up onto the gravel and gets the ball. So a good effort by E.J. Taylor to go after that one. Dense Comfort Solutions offers commercial and residential HVAC and plumbing services. Having your air conditioner service not only keeps you cool, but it can lower your bills. Call Dense Comfort Solutions for any indoor air quality or plumbing needs you may have at 580-279-0521. The 0-2 to Cadiz is on its way. Strike three, outside corner, inning over, 86-mile-an-hour fastball. So for the Roughnecks, no runs, a hit, no errors, two men left aboard, and through four, it's the Enid Majors 1, the Northern Colorado Roughnecks nothing. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goldtree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood. The Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
John Bowers here from Master Bowers Insurance. Say you bought a new suit. You paid a lot, but it didn't fit right. So you take it to a tailor and he says, I'll use the best material and make it fit you like a glove. But when it's done, it's going to cost you less. Sounds absurd, yet that's what we do every day for our personal and commercial clients at Messer Bowers Insurance. Why don't you check out how we can make your house, car, or business insurance fit you better and cost less? Messer Bowers, making sense of insurance since 1926. 233-1442.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Four innings are in the book of this one. The Enid Majors 1 and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks nothing here in the Connie Mack National Regional. Winner of this regional goes to the Connie Mack World Series in Farmington, New Mexico next week. And Seth Graves will start off the fifth inning for the Enid Majors, followed by Connor Gore and Matt Connerly, the top of the Majors order. Graves has been walked twice tonight by Lucas DeGarmo. He lays a bunt down here. DeGarmo picks it up and then throws a strike to first to get Seth Graves. I like the effort from Seth, and I like the idea. It's just DeGarmo has made some outstanding defensive plays tonight, and that was one of them.
He didn't get a very good angle on his bunt and get it down the line far enough. Kind of bunted it right back to him, and he made a nice play.
And despite that, with his speed, he still almost beat it. Here's Connor Gore. And Connor takes high for ball one. Connor got a very good pitch to hit in the third inning and hit it into left. And he's 1-for-2 with a single. The Enid Majors leading it 1-0. And out goes the catcher, Mike Felton, to talk to Lucas DeGarmo. Don't forget, folks, that Janssen GMC sponsoring the Enid Majors baseball team this summer. They're celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Janssen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. Conversation is over, and here's the 1-0 to Connor Gore. In at the knees for a called strike, 1-1. Might have been a little inside, but nonetheless, it was ruled a strike. And the 1-1 offering, down the heart of the plate, 1-2. Connor gets out of the box for a moment and gets back in. And here's the pitch. Blocked well by Felton because it was way low and outside. 2-2. Majors have stranded 5 men on base. Northern Colorado 3. The 2-2 pitch. Outside. Good eye by Connor as it is run full. 3 balls. Two strikes the count. Connor is verbally committed to go to Oklahoma State after his high school career, and he chases that one and misses for a strikeout. Boy, that was, but again, DeGarmo, that's his fourth strikeout of the evening. He's been tough.
Yeah, he tossed him away, and then when he got full, he came in and he blew it right by him.
Matt Connerly is up. He is 0 for 2, a strikeout and a fly out to center. Celebrating his 19th birthday today, and he shows bunt here with two outs, and he whiffs on it, 0-1. I don't think Matt Connerly has had a sacrifice bunt all year. He's had two sacrifice hits, but never a bunt. And he hits a towering shot on this one into deep center. Andy Bayen is there, and he is just a few steps away from the warning track. He's able to catch the deep fly ball from Matt Connerly. Another 1-2-3 inning for the Enid Majors, but they still lead the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 1-0 going to the bottom of the fifth. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
We at Stevens Ford Lincoln and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ball game, and we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer for only $79.95. Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And the Majors are holding on to a 1-0 lead going into the bottom of the fifth inning. ABC Mattress Liquidators is counting down the final weeks of the hottest deals in the Midwest. Top name brand mattresses, sectionals, sofa love seat combos, and power motion furniture, all priced up to 75% off. Hurry in and don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime buying opportunity. ABC Mattress Liquidators at 5124 West Garriott Road in Enid. And Michael Felton will begin the bottom of the fifth for Northern Colorado. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. Matt Hopkins has been excellent for the Majors tonight. 8 strikeouts, 1 walk. The pitch from Hopkins to Felton, he chased and missed it, 0-1. And Felton, if you remember, he started off the third. He only saw 3 pitches, and they were all 3 strikes. So he went down quickly. The 0-1, that one was low and away. 1-1, 86 miles an hour. Of course, if you're Coach Chris Jensen, you'd want to see Hopkins go the distance. You don't want to have to go into your bullpen, especially when you're getting closer and closer to the end of this one. The 1-1, cut on and missed. 1-2. Plus, if you win this game, you get to play in the late game tomorrow, which is always nice, instead of early in the morning.
Makes a big difference this time of the year with the heat.
The 1-2 is knocked out of play. And also, you get to have more of your home crowd come out and support you. The Enid Majors have a very good crowd on hand here. Everybody's sitting behind the first base dugout. Good portion of the fans, though, also up in the second level underneath the overhangs. The 1-2, too far inside that time from Hopkins. 2-2. Majors scored the lone run of the game in the top of the first off of a wacky RBI single by Marcus Hampton that scored Seth Graves. But, hey, it's the difference in the game. The 2-2. Inside and high, 3-2. Good at bat being put together here by Michael Felton, especially after how quickly he went down the first time. And the payoff. He drives this into right. It's going towards the gap, but Marcus Hampton, moving to his right, is there for the first out.
Big out right there, lead off batter. You want to get him out of the way. It's hard to string two or three hits together with these wood bats, so if you can keep that leadoff guy on, diminishes the chances of scoring quite a bit.
Majors Baseball, brought to you in part by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile. 811 West Randolph in Enid. Another strike rifled in by Matt Hopkins to Andy Bayen, who got the first hit of the game for Northern Colorado. And he might get his second hit. He did, and he bounces it into right. Just found the hole between first and second. So he now has a double and a single. Two of the Roughnecks' three hits. Tanner Cartmell is next. So now the tying run is on first for Northern Colorado. The go-ahead run is up at the plate.
Got some pretty good wheels at first base. Let's see if they try to take off.
Boy, in a one-run game like this, a stolen base can be massive, and Hopkins knows that. That's why he throws over there to check on Bayen. He did that a lot when Bayen got on base in the third inning. I'm John Herrick, along with Brad Gore up in the booth at David Allen Ballpark. Lewis Foster is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. Another throwback by Hopkins to first, and Bayen is able to beat it. Bayen certainly has speed, but Hopkins is going to keep on testing him. Hopkins takes his time, winds and delivers a fastball on the inside corner. 0-2. So good job here by Matt. I think that might actually have been the first strike. It's 0-1. Boy, that's one thing that's hard to keep track of. When the guy keeps throwing to first base all the time, you sometimes forget how many times he's looked over there and how many pitches he's thrown. He throws another one to first base, and this time he came incredibly close to getting him. And E.J. Taylor trying to plead his case with the umpire saying, hey, I got the tag in. But the umpire says no. Nonetheless, Andy Bayen dodges a big bullet right there. Hopkins 0-1 pitch. Topped in play over to first. E.J. Taylor flips it to Matt Hopkins, who then stretches out his right leg and is able to step on the bag and get Tanner Cartmell. So Cartmell is now 0-2 on the night, but it does move Andy Bayen in scoring position over to second base.
Now batting the right fielder, number 7, Connor Side.
Connor Side is up. We're back at the top of the order for the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. He is 0-2, a ground out and a fly out to right. And the left-hander, stepping out of his batter's box, takes a couple of practice swings and gets in. Hopkins was about to throw the pitch, but then stepped around it and looked back at Andy Bayen for a second. Now gets back on the mound. Majors 1, Northern Colorado Roughnecks nothing. And the pitch fouled off to the wall, 0-1. Coach, when you are in a situation like this where you get runners in scoring position, what do you want your players to keep in mind, you know, mentally?
Well, as a pitcher, you just want to keep pitching, you know. You just don't give in, and you've got a base open with a left-handed hitter up. So if you get behind in the count, you just pitch them real careful and don't let them, you know, let this lefty beat you with a right-hander on deck. And then on defense, you know, you just try to keep the runner as close as you can at second. And hopefully they hit a ball to us and we get out of it.
Now Majors coach Chris Jensen wants to go out and talk to his entire infield. I don't think he's making a pitching change here. I think he just wants to talk strategy with his guys. While he does that, we'll remind you that the Bike Shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Tell Micah you heard this ad and you'll get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. All right, Majors coach Chris Jensen is heading back to the dugout. The count is 0-1 to Connor's side. There's a runner on second and Andy Bayen with two outs in the bottom of the fifth and the Enid Majors ahead, 1-0. Third straight inning that the Roughnecks have had a runner get on, and the 0-1 misses low and inside from Hopkins, 1-1. Of course, the Majors also trying to get that bitter taste out of their mouth from the way they ended that game in the Connie Mack State Tournament. They fell on Friday to the Southwest Shockers in extra innings 6-5. The 1-1 to Connor's side, and he chased it and missed, and now Northern Colorado is down to their final strike in the fifth inning. Majors will send up their heart of the order batters, 4, 5, and 6 of E.J. Taylor, Marcus Hampton, and Garrett Dehas.
in the sixth. The 1-2, and he got him to go down swinging. Another clutch strikeout for Matt Hopkins, and it ends another inning, this time the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and another man left aboard for Northern Colorado. It is the Enid Majors 1, the Northern Colorado Roughnecks nothing. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College!
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
We're heading to the sixth inning with the Enid Majors ahead of the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 1-0. And the Majors will lead off with a big portion of their order coming up in E.J. Taylor, Marcus Hampton, and Garrett Dehas. Taylor is 1-for-1 in this game with a walk. The right-hander looking against the left-handed pitcher, Lucas DeGarmo, and that pitch is high off the glove of Felton to the wall. 1-0. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Kuntz Roofing. You can turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and Southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call Kuntz Roofing today, 580-541-3155. The 1-0 is driven back to the wall and foul by EJ. 1-1. The 1-1 to Taylor, and Taylor hits it high in the air to deep left center, and it's caught, right center rather, and Taylor with his first out recorded. That's also the fourth put out by the center fielder, Andy Bayen, out there. Man, he has been busy, and he's made some good plays in this game. Marcus Hampton is 1-for-2 with an RBI, and the left-hander stands in against the left-handed Lucas DeGarmo, the pitch, and he cut on and missed, 0-1, a 65-mile-an-hour off-speeder that Hampton couldn't get, the 0-1. This one he does get, and hits it back up the middle and almost hits the umpire. The umpire in the middle of the infield was able to just barely get out of the way of that smoke shot. Wow.
Looked like Fred Astaire out there had his dancing shoes on.
That makes Hampton 2-for-3 in the game. And that's sometimes when the Majors' offense struggled. I got to say, part of the reason was they didn't have Marcus Hampton at times, because we've seen him hit a couple out of here. Well, not out of here, but he has hit them deep a couple times. I'm surprised he hasn't hit a home run. Dehas is up. He takes ball one. Now, Dehas, 0-for-2 tonight. Almost got on in the second, but grounded out to third and then struck out in the fourth. Enid Majors 1, the Northern Colorado Roughnecks nothing, and there's the throw to first base. Marcus Hampton is able to get back in time. Left-handed Lucas DeGarmo going for the complete game performance. The 1-0 to Garrett Dehas, and Dehas rips it high and out onto Grand Avenue, foul. Garrett's always got a pretty big cheering section for him every Majors game from his Cimarron baseball family. Here's the 1-1 to Garrett, and he can't get that one. 1-2. Pitch was low and in the turf, but he swung. Felton did a good job also behind the plate of holding on to it, because if he doesn't do that, Hampton probably ends up on second. The 1-2 to Dehas, and he got jammed. It's a pop-up. It's in the infield. The catcher has trouble locating it at first, but Mike Felton sticks his glove up and catches it for the second out. Enid Majors clinging to a 1-0 lead here in the top of the sixth. There's two outs against them.
And they're up to bat with Camden Kalk now. Then we go to the bottom of the sixth after this with the 2-3-4 batters of T.J. Mendoza, Hunter Nelson, and Casey Seplett. So they'll have a big chunk of their order coming up. Camden Kalk looks at a called strike, 0-1. So Kalk tonight grounded out to the pitcher, DeGarmo, and struck out swinging in the fourth. What do you think his approach ought to be here, Brad?
Well, I mean, he's pretty much, when he's ahead in the count, he goes away, or behind, he goes away, and then if he gets late in the count and he's ahead of you, he goes in. So I'd be trying to go up the middle or shoot something the other way. The outfielders are really deep, so shoot one in the gap and take off running.
Throw to first base to try to get Hampton unsuccessful. The 0-1, and Kalk was a bit behind it, blooping it out over our heads, foul. So now the majors down to their last strike in the top of the sixth. They have a run on five hits. They've also left five men on base. The Roughnecks have left four men aboard. The 0-2 to Kalk. And it's just on the outside corner for a breaking ball. Strike three. And that ends the top of the sixth. For the majors in that inning, no runs, a hit, no errors. They do leave a man on base, but they still lead it 1-0 after 5.5 innings of play. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers, I know that Messer Bowers is an independent insurance agency. What does that really mean?
Ricky, it means that Messer Bowers is free to represent you when you have a claim, and that we can help you analyze your exposures to obtain the best coverage available from the entire insurance industry, not just one company. So we can help you get exactly the coverage you need at the lowest cost, and then we can represent you and your interests first. And with over 80 years in business, we have the experience to represent you well.
Sounds like the best of all worlds, John.
Best carriers, best service, best advice, best premiums. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Enid Majors inching closer and closer to victory, but still far from over. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. The majors have led from the outset. They got a 1-0 lead thanks to an RBI single by Marcus Hampton in the first that scored Seth Graves, and they've held the lead ever since. Enid Majors Baseball, sponsored in part by Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They have it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. T.J. Mendoza starts off the sixth. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out to third, and he takes ball one from Matt Hopkins. And, of course, the pitch count rule is back on here at David Allen Ballpark for the Connie Mack National Regional. But 1-0 in there for a strike, 1-1. You can't throw over 105 pitches in a game. Majors, for the first time in the game, have bullpen activity. But, again, we are kind of obscured from seeing who that is based on where our viewpoint is, as the 1-1 is chopped foul down the left field line, 1-2.
Hopkins still has good velocity. That was 87, the pitch 485, so he's not showing fatigue on velocity anyways.
He's already got 9 strikeouts, and it'll stay at 9 as that one is blooped into left by Mendoza. Well, if you recall, back in the fourth inning, Mendoza got a leadoff single, and he got as far as third base. But he was left on there, and that was Northern Colorado's best chance in the game at this point. They got runners on second and third, but were unable to get anybody home. Now Hunter Nelson is next, and Nelson has not been able to figure Matt Hopkins out tonight. He has struck out twice, both of them swinging against Hopkins. And Nelson sees one come in for a strike, nothing in one, an 84-mile-an-hour fastball. Critical juncture in the game. We are in the bottom of the sixth, and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks have a runner on first. And the throw to first base is not in time. E.J. Taylor, off the throw from Hopkins, made another good effort to try to tag Mendoza out. Mendoza, though, was expecting it and got back safely. The 0-1 to Nelson, way outside, and a very good block by Rutledge, and there he goes doing his fake there where he acts like it's a wild pitch to try to bait the runner into going to second, but T.J. Mendoza did not fall for it.
He darn near tricked me, John.
Did he?
Yeah, I mean, but that tripwire deal, I just came back to that, thought, he's messing with us.
Is that something you're going to maybe have Hayden Priest do next
year?
Yeah,
we're gonna mix it in a little bit, see if we can do it. We need to take off like we're going back to the backstop and fall down. I think that might even be better.
That pitch is low for ball two. It's a good thing you stuck around to watch this game. You're picking up some new ideas.
Learning some things. Always learning, John. Man, I'll tell you what, EJ, he's a good first baseman. He's got a good glove over there. There's been some balls that just are not easy plays. He just makes them look real easy. He's a really good first baseman. I haven't got to see him play that much, but every time I do, I'm real impressed.
The 2-1, and that ball bounced back to the net, foul, 2-2.
That was the first ball he's got up out over the plate. That kid missed a pitch to hit, and he knew it. But he's been on the knees. That one got about belt high, so got away with one there.
Two balls, two strikes to Hunter Nelson. The majors won. The Colorado Roughnecks, nothing. And the 2-2 is lifted foul onto the street. So Nelson doing a good job here of staying alive, continuing to hack away at Matt Hopkins. A run on 5 hits for the Enid Majors. No runs, but 4 hits for the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. They were hitless through 2 1/3. And another throw to first base, and Taylor, again, another good glove. There's nobody out in the bottom of the 6th inning. T.J. Mendoza got on with a leadoff single and is being checked on constantly by the Enid Majors pitcher, Matt Hopkins. The 2-2 offering. Bounced foul again, and Nelson knew it. He's had a few opportunities to get a base hit on this. He just hasn't been able to square up and get it in fair territory. The home plate umpire goes over to get the foul ball, and we will have to do the 2-2 over again. The 2-2 to Nelson, breaking ball, got jammed. It's a very high pop fly. It's in foul ground. Matt Connerly waves off Logan Rutledge and catches it near the Northern Colorado dugout. One down. Now it's Casey Seplett next, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. He has drawn the only walk tonight from Matt Hopkins. Also something to keep in mind as we go to the 7th. Enid Majors baseball coach Chris Jensen has said that Camden Kalk has been a valuable asset for him as a closer, and that he would consider throwing him out there in a closer role. Maybe we see that in the 7th, depending on what happens here in the 6th. If the Majors can get 2 more outs and get out of here. Strike 1 to Casey Seplett as he rips and misses the 85-mile-an-hour pitch. Of course, he's also got Colton Troxell in the dugout. You know all about him and his saves, right, Coach?
Oh, yeah. Colton likes the 7th inning, so who knows? He's good to have options.
0-1, throw to first base, and again, E.J. Taylor gloves and tags Mendoza, but Mendoza was well back there in plenty of time. Winner of this game will play at 8:15 tomorrow night. Loser of this game will get the day off on Wednesday and will play Thursday morning at 11:15. There's a strike, throw down to second base, and Rutledge got him! Heck of a play by Logan Rutledge to get T.J. Mendoza. So after all of that, the throws over to first numerous times, the checking on Mendoza, then he tries to go, and Logan Rutledge, who has been sensational behind home plate for the majors this summer, throws out T.J. Mendoza. Now the bases are clear with 2 down, and here's the 0-2 to Seplett. Strike 3, inning over. We go to the 7th. It is 1-0 Enid Majors. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at enidwecare.com.
We at Stevens Ford Lincoln and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
The Enid Majors won and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks nothing. A big bottom of the sixth defensively for the Enid Majors. The Roughnecks got a leadoff single out of TJ Mendoza. Then after Matt Hopkins tried to pick him off numerous times at first and couldn't, with one out, he tried to steal second. He could not. He got caught throwing. Got caught out there by Logan Rutledge, and then Casey Sepplett struck out to end the sixth. So the Enid Majors starting off the seventh, leading 1-0, trying to maybe possibly get an insurance run or two. They've got batters 8, 9, and 1 due up of Logan Rutledge, Lake and Young, and Seth Graves. Pitch to Rutledge, way outside from Lucas DeGarmo, who, if he ends up losing this game, it's going to be a hard luck loss for him because he has actually pitched awfully well. He has had 3 walks. The 1-0, but also 5 strikeouts. Does deliver a strike there to Rutledge, who got a single in the fourth inning, but was left on first. He's 1-for-2. And the 1-1. Put in play over to third, waiting on it there is Sepplett. Throws long to first and got him. Lakin Young is next.
Sorry, John. He just goes in and out with that fastball, and then he just keeps it on the edges of the plate. He's done a good job.
Lakin Young hit his first ball really hard, but right to the shortstop, Nate Vondi, in the third, and then hit a slow roller to third base and almost beat the throw, but could not. So he's 0-for-2 tonight. 6 of his last 12, though, and he takes high for ball one, batting just a shade under 300 at 299. The 1-0. Young got jammed, but he was able to muscle it back to the net foul to even the count up at a ball and a strike. Then after him, it's Seth Graves, and maybe if one of those guys can get on, we'll see Brad's son, Connor Gore, again. The 1-1 on the outside corner for a strike, 1-2. Some of these umpires in this tournament and last week's tournament were very unforgiving with that outside part of the plate. Tonight, they've been awfully forgiving of it. The 1-2, back to the mound, and another nice play by Lucas DeGarmo, the pitcher who has now made 5 great defensive plays there. Now that one, he just barely turned and got his glove on, and he was spinning around and throws out Young for out number 2. Majors leading it 1-0, top of 7, 2 outs, and the base is clear for Seth Graves, who's 0-for-1 with a run scored, 2 walks. And he belts this one into left. That's heading towards the gap. Going after it is Cadillas. He will not get there, and it rolls to the wall. Graves hightails it around second, but he'll stop there. He does have good speed, and you know he was thinking about 3, but he'll settle for a double on a very sharply hit ball into the left center gap. That's the 6th hit of the game for the Enid Majors, and Connor Gore coming up. Connor 1-for-3 tonight with a single.
That was a nice swing on that ball. He hit that ball real hard and just found a hole out there.
Connor with the bat behind his head awaits the pitch. Outside for ball one. Connor put together a nice at bat in the 5th. Got the count full. The at bat went about 8 pitches, but just hit a hard one into center. Right to Andy Bayin, who has made some nice plays in center field. The 1-0 pitch is high to Connor. 2-0. Connor adjusts his helmet, gets back in the batter's box, and is ready to face the 2-0 pitch from DeGarmo. If he can get a base hit here, he can get Graves home from second, possibly. The 2-0 is in at the knees for a strike, 2-1. Connor steps out for a second, then gets back in. DeGarmo looks back at Graves and the pitch. Strike. What was interesting about that pitch was that it looked like DeGarmo was looking back at second until the last possible moment, and then he threw the pitch, and I thought, man, he's going to miss the strike zone, but he somehow hit it.
Yeah, good changeup.
And the 2-2. Connor hits it over to short, gloving it as Nate Vondi. Long throw to first, and he beats the speedy Connor Gore down there to end the seventh inning, the top half of it at least, where the Majors do get a hit, but they leave a man on base. However, they still lead it 1-0 going to the bottom of the seventh. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
WTG.
What does that mean to you?
What to get?
Ribs, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, shrimp, catfish, wings, salads, great daily specials.
When to go?
7 days a week, lunch and dinner.
Why to go?
Fast, affordable, locally owned, smoke-free, kid-friendly.
Watch the game?
8 TVs, every sport imaginable.
Where to go?
Corner of Cleveland and Garriott, Westgate Shopping Center. Or have it delivered, 237-9464.
What's that great?
Simply Great Wings.
What is WTG?
Wings to go, don't you know?
Summer has arrived at PNK Equipment with the dear days of summer. And if you're trying to squeeze every ounce of productivity out of these summer months, they can help. The John Deere 1023E subcompact utility tractor has 23 horsepower, dozens of compatible implements and attachments, and it can be yours for just $99 per month. So come into PNK and celebrate the dear days of summer, because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with PNK. Offer ends 7/31/17, subject to approved credit with John Deere. Financial price and model availability may vary. Some restrictions, exclusions, and limitations apply. See PNK for details.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, Matt Hopkins is going out there, and he will try to finish off this game with the bottom of the seventh coming up. It's the Enid Majors 1 and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 0. So for the Northern Colorado Roughnecks, the last chance for them, unless they can tie it, they'll go home with a loss. Batters 5, 6, and 7 of Nate Vondi, Felix Cadillas, and Mike Felton. None of them have recorded a hit in this game, and Hopkins will try to get the complete game victory. Vondi, the first pitch to him, he slaps foul behind home plate, and it is 0-1.
Still 85, John. He's still got some in the tank. I hope he can finish it off here. Good start with a strike.
I remember his very first outing for the majors. That was against the Oklahoma Expos, who were also in this national regional. They lost earlier today to the D-Bat Herrick team, 4-3. The 0-1, that one belted into right, and another nice piece of hitting there. Vondi almost got thrown out at first, though. Marcus Hampton picked it up and threw in there and almost got thrown out by Marcus Hampton, because Hampton played it up off the bounce well, and Vondi was almost thrown out, and now he's kind of hunched over a little bit because he had to hustle down there just to get on base. His first base coach is looking at him. So after Northern Colorado was hitless in the first two innings, they've recorded at least one hit in every inning since the second. Felix Cadillas is up. He's 0-2 with two strikeouts, looking. Enid Majors 1, the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 0. Bottom of the seventh, and now the winning run is up to bat here for Felix Cadillas. The pitch. Way outside, and it's ball one. Question is, how long of a leash does Coach Chris Jensen have on Matt Hopkins before he goes to his bullpen? You know, Camden Kalk is available as a closer. I believe we saw Braden Pierce warming up in the bullpen. The 1-0 pitch to Cadillas, and it is a strike. 1-1.
Nice pitch right on the outside corner.
And it's made this game fun to call, is that you just feel like every inning has been filled with moments of tension and drama because of the one-run lead. The 1-1, he tries to lay a bunt down, then he pulls it back at the last moment. Logan Rutledge asked the home plate umpire to appeal to the first base umpire to see if Cadillas went around on the bunt, and the first base ump says no, he did not. So it is 2-1 to Felix. Enid Majors 1, the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 0. The 2-1. And he hits it hard down the left field line, but it is just foul. That is a major break for the majors, pun intended.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was if that was another foot to the right, that's down the line and everybody's running. Need that old strikeout right here, John, or a double play ball, one or the other. I'd take either right here.
10 strikeouts for Hopkins, 1 walk. And the majors lead just 1-0 in a tense bottom of the seventh. And a 2-2 count to Felix Cadillas, and Cadillas needs a second to call for time. After that, we go to Mike Felton. Hopkins sets, and the pitch. Got him swinging! Twice he's struck him out looking, this time the swinging variety, and the majors are two outs away from a win here in the National Regional. Now, if Felton somehow doesn't manage to hit into a double play, what will happen is the majors will have to go to Andy Bayin, who is 2-for-2. So you'd love to see Felton maybe ground into a double play and in the game. Throw to first base. Oh, very close. Taylor caught it and tried to get the tag in on Nate Vondi's leg, and he almost did.
There's those good feet and glove over there by EJ again. I'm telling you, the guy's a really good first baseman.
And Felton sees that one come a tad low from Matt Hopkins. 86 miles an hour. One ball, no strikes. The Enid Majors won. The Northern Colorado Roughnecks, nothing. And the next pitch is high, 2-0. And Rutledge needs to go out there and have a word with Hopkins. Don't forget, folks, if you miss any part of our Enid Majors baseball broadcast, you can always hear them again on our CTB Sports app. Just go to just download the CTB Sports app for free on your mobile device. And you can go to the on-demand section, or also head on over to our website, ctbsports.com. Click on Broadcast Archive. Then go to 2017 Baseball, and you'll see the Enid Majors broadcast there in their entirety. Conversation is over. Rutledge back behind home plate. The count is 2-0 to Felton. Runner on first is Nate Vondi. The 2-0 pitch. Cut on and missed by Felton. 2-1. Well, there you go, Brad. Fastball count, and Hopkins blew it by him.
Yeah, he turned it loose. The old batter turned it loose there.
The 2-1. In at the knees for a strike. 87 miles an hour from Matt Hopkins. What will become of Michael Felton? The 2-2 pitch, and it's low. Good block there by Logan Rutledge. 3-2. Rutledge is a kid that's grown up a lot this summer. He will be a junior at Kingfisher High School next year, and he has played stellar baseball behind home plate defensively. Now the count is 3-2 to Michael Felton. And the pitch. And he got it through the first base side into right. Marcus Hampton picks it up and gets it back into Connor Gore. And now Northern Colorado has runners on first and second with one out. And another guy coming up for Northern Colorado who has two of their six hits tonight. And that might be it for Matt Hopkins. Majors coach Chris Jensen is coming out to the mound. Now, he's been out there twice, and he hasn't taken Hopkins out, but Hopkins knows that this is it for him. He gets a high five from a couple of his players. And now everybody on the infield is giving him a high five, and Hopkins will come out. Camden Kalk will be your closer for the Enid Majors as he tries to record the final two outs of the ball game. Enid Majors 1 and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks nothing. We'll pause for a minute and be right back. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
If you've been wondering when the best time to buy a home or refinance the home you have is, and you've been hesitant to take the plunge because you're afraid you and your money will get all wet, then let us help you. At Security National Bank, we know that making a decision about your home can be daunting, if not a little scary. That is why Security National Bank stands ready to answer your questions, help you avoid hidden costs, and most importantly, get you into a home with financing you can live with. Call Security National Bank of Enid today, your equal housing lender and member FDIC, 234-5151.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Tried to get a part for my edger from the store where I bought it. Guy tried to sell me a new one. Hashtag, wish I would have went to Jack's.
Asked to look at trimmers. The guy asked me if I was planning on growing a beard. Hashtag, should have gone to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years. With reliable brands like Echo, Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
Northwest Oklahoma's number one sports station is CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
So Camden Kalk is coming on to try to close out the game for the Enid Majors. So far for him this summer, a 1-1 record, a 2.4 ERA, 4 walks, 13 strikeouts, 5 runs allowed, 4 of which have been earned. The Enid Majors ahead, 1-0 on the Northern Colorado Roughnecks, but the Roughnecks have runners on first and second with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Majors 2 outs away from victory, and Camden Kalk will have a tall order ahead of him. The very first guy he will face is Andy Bayin, and Bayin has a double and a single tonight, 2-for-2. Matt Hopkins went 6 1/3, gave up 6 hits, no runs, but he's responsible for the runners on first and second. He did have 1 walk, but 11 strikeouts. Kalk settles in, and here's the first pitch to Bayin, and it's high for ball 1. An 86-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-0. Northern Colorado had to scrap together a team at the last minute. 11 players got on a bus and got here after losing a lot of their college commits to the college ranks and couldn't play in this tournament. The 1-0. Inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Winner of this game will play at 8:15 tomorrow night against Cherry Creek in the winner's bracket. Loser will get the night off tomorrow and play at 11:15 in the morning against the winner between Albuquerque and the Southwest Shockers. Kalk will step off the mound for a second, looks back at second base. So Matt Hopkins moves out to left field. He just trades places with Camden Kalk. Kalk staring down at Andy Bayin. He kicks the ball and delivers, and there's strike two as Bayin can't catch up to the 84-mile-an-hour fastball.
He went right side twice for hits.
Maybe you try to jam him and prevent him from going opposite way.
That's what I try to do.
Here's the 1-2. Well, it was almost successful. He was able to just get a piece of it and foul it back to the net. 87 miles an hour. The lead is still 1-0 Enid Majors, as it's been that way since the top of the first. They got it on a bloop single from Marcus Hampton that scored Seth Graves. And Bayin needs a moment as he steps out of the batter's box calling for time. And he gets back in. Camden Kalk will set up and look back at second. And the pitch. Too far outside, 2-2. Right idea, just couldn't hit the outside corner. Both teams have 6 hits, but the Enid Majors have the lone run in the game. The 2-2, that one hit back up the middle, grabbing it is Seth Graves in center. He'll scoop it back up and throw in quickly to Lakin Young. So it is a base hit for Andy Bayin, but it loads the bases now. Vondi to third, Felton to second, Bayin to first, and there's still just one out with Tanner Cartmell coming up. So, okay, Bayin does his damage like he's done all night. He's now 3-for-3, but Cartmell's 0-for-2. And then if you go back to the top of the order, you've got Connor Side, who is 0-for-3.
Lucky there was some bad base running by Northern Colorado right there. The guy didn't read the ball off the bat very well at second, ran back to second, and didn't break on the ball. So break for us right there that he didn't take off when the ball was hit, or he might have scored.
And it's also a good thing for the Majors that Graves is as fast as he is.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because he came over and was able to just get it back in quickly to Lakin Young. But now the bases are loaded for Northern Colorado with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Enid Majors 1, the Roughnecks nothing, and the pitch to Tanner Cartmell is low and inside for ball 1. Well, the loser of this game will not be eliminated from the National Regional, but the loser will also be one loss away from elimination and will have to play early in the morning on Thursday. The 1-0 pitch to Cartmell. He drives it into right. That's going towards the foul line, and it will get out of play. That had trouble written all over it until the very last minute when it hightailed its way out of here, 1-1.
Yeah, I don't even know if he would have stayed in play in foul ground if you really want to catch that ball or not. Just let it go, because if you do catch that ball in foul ground, he's for sure going to score the tying run. So probably leave that alone if it's in foul ground one way or the other.
Never know. Cartmell may hit another one over there.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-1 to Tanner. And he hits it down the right field line. This time it looks like it might stay fair, and it will. It's caught by Hampton. He throws home, and the play at the plate, and he's safe! He is safe! It was a great throw into Logan Rutledge, who tried to get the tag down, and he could not do it. So he is ruled safe by the home plate umpire. Majors coach Chris Jensen is going to come out and argue it. What a heck of a throw by Hampton on the deep fly ball. Almost got him. And a good slide in there by Nate Bondy.
Yeah, he just slid around him. Give the base runner credit. Great slide by him. Great throw.
And just like that, we are tied at one in the bottom of the seventh inning. Also, Mike Felton went to third. So now the runners are on first and third here for the Roughnecks with two outs. So a base hit here by Connor Side would give the Northern Colorado Roughnecks the victory. Majors coach Chris Jensen having a long conversation here with Camden Kalk in the infield. Now he's heading back to the dugout, and he's still having a conversation with that home plate umpire, who continues to probably tell him, yeah, coach, he was safe.
It's a pesky little hitter right here, John. Yep. He's had some pretty good at-bats. I don't know what his, you know, if he's got very many hits, but he's taken a lot of at-bats to deepen counts, and he can run a little bit. This tough hitter.
Well, he's 0 for 3, and the majors are praying that he goes 0 for 4, because if he does, that would send this game into extra innings. He gets a base hit here. Northern Colorado can win, but he cuts on and misses at an 85-mile-an-hour fastball from Camden Kalk, and it's 0-1. The games at David Allen will start back early tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Runner from first goes, and it's hit high in the air. Foul ground. Logan Rutledge going after it. He's at the net, and he tried to hang on to it. We've got to wait for the call here, and I think they're going to say that he did not catch it or that he used the net to catch the ball. And now Coach Jensen is out to argue that to the home plate umpire. What did you see on that, Brad? I thought he might have used the net to kind of catch that.
I don't know. It looked like he got his glove up against the net, and the ball hit his glove and bounced back up. So it probably did hit the net. And probably a good call. It's close. It was really,
very
really close.
Like a lot of plays in this game that have been so close.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what Connor Side can do here. Runner goes again. Camden Kalk doesn't even see him until the last second, and he just lets Andy Bay in, takes second base on the steal.
Yeah, it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, no, it doesn't, because if you runner from third scores, the game's over anyway.
Yep.
Kalk just lets him have second base. And the pitch. That one lined down the left field line, but that is way foul. And Bay in is jumping around. He feels how tense this moment is. Side is the leadoff man. But he's been 0 for 3 tonight. The pitch.
There it is.
Got him on the inside corner. Strike 3 fastball from Camden Kalk. And we are going to extra innings. It is a 1-1 game thanks to a sacrifice fly in the 7th. We go to the 8th with the Majors and the Roughnecks tied at 1. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Linda.
Bob, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Wow, you look wonderful. I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed.
It was a great escape and the perfect family getaway. Connie and I got some quality time with the kids, and the four of us had a blast. Of course, we also made some time for just the two of us to unwind together. No stress, no worries, just total relaxation.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a vacation like that?
So, where did you go, Bob?
Time to share your little secret. Where is this perfect destination? Europe? The islands?
Our backyard.
Your backyard?
Yep, in our brand new hot spring spa.
Backyard vacation? Year-round getaway? Family retreat? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, for the second straight game, the Enid Majors are locked up in a battle that goes to extra innings. They had their one on Friday night go into extras in their final game of the Connie Mack State Tournament when they fell to the Southwest Shockers black team 6-5 in a heartbreaking loss. By the way, Ben Marino, who normally plays center field, not active for this game, did not start after he committed the error that sealed the victory for the Shockers in that one. Coach Jensen said it had more to do with the pitching decision there to not play Marino. Marino also struggled at the plate last week. He was 0-for-8 with a walk and a run scored. And it looks like, okay, Felix Cadiz is coming in to be the new pitcher for Northern Colorado. And I think TJ Mendoza is now in left field because Felix Cadiz came in from left field to pitch. Mendoza moves from second to left. And that means that Lucas DeGarmo is now on second base. So Northern Colorado making a bunch of defensive substitutions. Matt Connerly will begin the eighth inning. The heart of the majors order is coming up. 3, 4, and 5. Connerly, E.J. Taylor, and Marcus Hampton. Pitch to Connerly. Hits it back to the net, foul. He was behind it, 0-1.
He was trying to untie the game right there, John. He had a good rip, just missed it.
And Matt Connerly this summer has 2 home runs, as does Zach Goodwin and E.J. Taylor for the majors. Zach Goodwin's done for the rest of the playoffs with gallbladder problems. So that's not an easy thing to have to deal with for the majors. The 0-1, Connerly got jammed again but was able to drive it out of play, 0-2. We're in the top of the eighth. It's the Enid Majors and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks tied at a run apiece. Connerly takes a practice swing and gets back into the batter's box. Then after him, you go to E.J. Taylor and then Marcus Hampton. Cadiz with a wind and the kick. It is high and away, ball one. Good eye that time by Matt Connerly. Well, this game took a turn, didn't it, Coach?
Oh, yeah, this has been a really good ball game and just, you know, escaped trouble there and got out with just one, so be thankful we're still playing.
Especially when the winning run was on third and runners were on second and third in that seventh. The 1-2 is high on Connerly, 2-2. And I know Connerly doesn't like to walk, but he's 3 for his last 14 at the plate, celebrating his 19th birthday today. A walk here or any way to get on base would be ideal for him. The 2-2, he hits it hard into right, but pulls it too far foul. Well, when he hit his last home run this season, the right field wall is where it went over.
He just hooked that a little bit, or that would have been see you later.
Felix Cadiz will kick and fire the 2-2. He's a right-hander, unlike DeGarmo, who was a lefty. That one is low for ball three. So Lucas DeGarmo goes 7 innings. He gives up a run on 6 hits. He has 5 strikeouts, 3 walks. Did not hit a batter, did not throw a wild pitch.
He did a really good job. He just kind of kept us off balance, threw in and out, mixed his pitches up just enough.
Count is full to Matt Connerly. And inside corner, strike 3. I don't know. That looked like it might be questionable. Connerly certainly thought he had a walk, and he's furious with himself as he heads back to the dugout. Connerly drops his bat down, and he is furious. One down. E.J. Taylor is next. So Taylor tonight, 1-for-2 with a walk. Last time he was up in the sixth, he flew out to center. Pitch to E.J. Fastball for a strike, 81 miles an hour from Felix Cadiz.
Need one in the gap right here, John, or over the fence. How about that?
That'd be nice. Like to get him on. And then you have Hampton right behind him. Is 2-for-3 with an RBI. The 0-1 bounces to home plate. And it's 1-1. Hampton, remember, he hit the bloop single in the first inning that scored the lone run of the game for the majors and then got another single in the sixth. But the problem for the majors tonight, too many men left on base. 7 of them. And we're in the top of the eighth now in a 1-1 tie. The 1-1 to E.J. Taylor, and it's low for ball two. Yeah, I'd tell your Felix Cadiz, keeping the ball down might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, it'd be in your best interest. Hopefully he gets one up, make a mistake right here, and E.J. can let it fly.
E.J. needs a moment to step out of the batter's box, and he gets back in. Here's the 2-1 to Taylor. Misses off the outside part of the plate, 3-1. And as usual, his dad videotaping the whole at bat.
Pitcher didn't like that call.
3-1 to Cadiz. Taylor makes contact but fouls it off over towards the Northern Colorado dugout, and their head coach, Nathan Howell, goes up to pick up the foul ball. Well, the majors, I will say this, these first two at-bats, Connerly made Cadiz work. That's exactly what Taylor is doing here. He has the count full against him. After Taylor, it's Marcus Hampton. 3-2 pitch to EJ, and EJ hits a line shot past the shortstop into center. Andy Bayen is there. Taylor's going to hustle and try for second. He slides in for two. E.J. Taylor with a double. His second hit of the night, and that puts the go-ahead run for the majors in scoring position. Majors coach Chris Jensen, by the way, has sent Justin Freeze out to coach first base, and now the Northern Colorado head coach, Nathan Howell, needs to come out and have a word, and I think he might be making a pitching change. And after only two batters faced, Felix Cadiz is coming out. And we'll have a new Northern Colorado pitcher when we come back in just a moment. It's a 1-1 tie between the Enid Majors and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. Majors have E.J. Taylor on second base with one out in the top of the eighth. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma. And they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Let's see, Damian Bauer is the new pitcher for the Northern Colorado Roughnecks, a left-hander. And he comes in, he is the third pitcher on the evening for the Roughnecks. Felix Cadiz just made it through a third of an inning. He gives up a hit. He does have a strikeout, but he's responsible for E.J. Taylor on second base. So it'll be Marcus Hampton next, and then in the on-deck circle, looks like we have Matt Hopkins, who will be pinch-hitting for Garrett Dehas. So that's at least what we've got for now, with one out in the top of the eighth. So the Majors and the Roughnecks tied at a run. And Brad, I know that the Majors don't want to lose another game in extra innings the way they did last Friday night. That's about one of the most excruciating losses I've seen them take.
Yeah, it's demoralizing, you know, especially now that we got a man in scoring position, just need a base hit here to get the lead and then go get three outs. So hopefully we can string together a hit here and make this thing happen. A little soft left-handed pitcher here. He's not going to blow it by you, so like we talked about with the other left-hander, he's a little softer than him. Just wait on a good pitch, and he's not going to be able to blow you away. So you got to choose your pitch you're looking for and get after it.
Both teams have 7 hits. Both teams have 1 run. Nathan Howell, the Northern Colorado pitcher, our coach rather, was out there talking to Damian Bauer, the new pitcher. And now the home plate umpire saying, okay, guys, let's go here. Mike Felton, the catcher, saying some last words to Bauer. So Marcus Hampton, 2-for-3 with an RBI tonight. Lefty-lefty battle between him and Bauer. E.J. Taylor in scoring position on second base. Can the majors get him home?
Third baseman sure is playing a ways back. If he could lay one down, it'd be money in the bank.
And the pitch to Marcus is outside for ball one. You're probably right, but I don't know that Hampton's that kind of hitter.
Now, you might be right. I haven't seen him as much as you have. And
he doesn't strike me as the bunting type, but maybe that might call for him to bunt here. You never know.
Got a left-handed pitcher on the mound.
The 1-0. Hampton sees that one come down at his feet. 2-0. Now, Matt Hopkins is next, and that's a big deal for the majors because he's 19 of 44, hitting .432 this summer in his brief time with the majors. The 2-0, and another ball thrown in by Damian Bauer. So Hopkins would be pinch hitting for Garrett Dehas in this situation. On a 3-0 count, you'd think Hampton might be taking here. And he will, but it just barely gets the outside corner. 3-1.
This guy hadn't broke 70 yet, John. He's driving the speed limit.
I think Coach Nathan Howell of Northern Colorado saw the majors have trouble against a soft-throwing lefter in Lucas DeGarmo, so he went to one out of his bullpen. But that time, the trouble belongs to Damian Bauer as he throws that one way low and bouncing off the turf for ball 4. So now the majors have runners on first and second with 1 out in the top of the 8th and Matt Hopkins coming up to pinch hit. So Hopkins will get the no decision and so will his counterpart, Lucas DeGarmo, despite the fact that they both threw really good games. But Hopkins has a chance to give his team the lead and possibly the win if he can get a base hit here, and he takes high for ball 1 from Damian Bauer. The good news is, if you're the Enid Majors, one thing Northern Colorado does not have is depth. They only have 11 players on their roster. The 1-0 to Hopkins, too far inside, 2-0.
Now you just gotta wait him out. He's not, like I said, he's not gonna throw it by you. You just have to wait him out. You're in a good hitter's count. Get a good pitch. Don't chase something here.
And that ball is high for ball 3 because Damian Bauer stumbled off the mound. I think I don't know that he realized there was a stump there or something. I think he just fell over.
I think the wire moved from up around home out to the pitcher's rubber, or pitcher's mound.
Well, I'll tell you one thing though, Coach. That mound, if you're not used to it, I've seen guys that haven't thrown a lot out there. If it's their first time, they can stumble off it, and that's exactly what happened with Bauer.
Yep, I'd agree.
And the pitch counts, so it's ball 3. If you walk Hopkins here, you load the bases for Camden Kalk, who will hit for himself. He is the current majors pitcher. Hopkins showing bunt here on 3-0 and takes a strike as he pulls it back.
Same situation, 3-1, it's 2-0. Just get something you can hit because he's not going to get you on 3-2 with anything funky, so just wait him out.
3-1 to Hopkins. He pulls it over to third. It's fielded off the bounce, and he goes over to third and tags out the base, does Casey Seplett, and E.J. Taylor is out. Looks like Casey Seplett was trying to tag Taylor. Taylor wouldn't let him, so he just went over and stepped on third to get the force.
Good base running by EJ right there, not to run into the tag and let him tag him and throw to first for a double play. Smart move to just stop and make him go over there and touch the base.
So Camden Kalk with a chance to help out his own cause here, but there's 2 outs now in the top of the 8th. But he's 0 for 3 tonight with two strikeouts. Both of those strikeouts, though, were to Lucas DeGarmo, who is not in the game anymore. And pitches high for ball one. Well, Bauer has been behind in every at-bat so far. It's a 1-1 tie between the Enid Majors and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks in the top of the eighth. Kalk fouls it off. Boy, that was dangerously close to being fair, but it rolled foul. Majors have runners on first and second. Hampton's on second. Hopkins is on first after grounding into a fielder's choice. Even though Hopkins has the high batting average, he is one for his last 11. Camden Kalk is three for his last 10. The 1-1, nowhere close. It was way high, 2-1. In fact, the catcher, Mike Felton, had to jump to grab that one. Six games scheduled here tomorrow at David Allen Ballpark, starting at 9 a.m. and ending at 8:15. Here's the 2-1 to Camden. And Camden, behind it, hits it back to the net, 2-2. What you think about that pitch, Coach?
That was a good one to hit. He missed a good pitch to hit. So hopefully he gets another one of those, because that one was out over the plate pretty nice.
And the count is 2-2. The score is 1-1. After the Majors led and heading to the bottom of the seventh, couldn't close the deal. Here we are in extras. The 2-2 misses outside for ball three. You walk Kalk, you load the bases for Logan Rutledge, who's 1 for 3 tonight.
That was a big pitch, because now you get to start your base runners, and single for sure will score a run.
3-2 to Camden. Runners go, strike three swinging. So that time, Northern Colorado gets out of another jam, and the Majors continue to leave guys on base. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two men left aboard. Bottom of the eighth is next. Northern Colorado and the Enid Majors tied at a run apiece. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Sin, it's not just doing bad things, it's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the yellow pages for a Lutheran church near you.
We're part of the Farm Credit System, providing financial services to farmers since 1916, in good times and bad. And when you borrow from us, you become a member. That means you share in the profits on a regular basis, lowering your cost of borrowing even more. An equal opportunity lender who is focused on you. Farm Credit of Enid.
KCRZ.
Well, the Enid Majors led 1-0 for most of this game, and then in the bottom of the seventh, that all changed. A sacrifice fly by Tanner Cartmell scores Nate Bondy. And that ties the game at one run apiece. Then the Majors got two runners on base on first and second in the top of the eighth. Could not get anybody home. And we are tied at one going to the bottom of the eighth inning. And Northern Colorado can win the game with a run scored. Majors continue to be plagued by runners on base. They have now stranded 9 men aboard. But Northern Colorado has left 7 men out there. TJ Mendoza's up first. He's 2 for 3 with 2 singles. So now Camden Kalk, who was brought in to possibly try to close the game out, now he's in line to get the win if he can help close out this inning and maybe the Majors get some runs in the ninth. That's what you have to hope for now. Majors will send more men up in the bullpen to warm up as a strike is called on Mendoza, the 0-1 pitch, and there's strike two. That's what you need to do if you're Camden Kalk. Get out in front both times, and he was able to do that. It's 0-2 the count to TJ Mendoza. The 0-2 pitch, and he slaps it over to second. Connor Gore waiting on it. Picks and throws. There's out one. Nice play by Connor Gore. One up, one down in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hunter Nelson is 0-3 with 2 strikeouts and a pop-up to third. Enid Majors trying to get him to go 0-4. You know, Coach, you were in a game like this. I remember last year against the Moore Lions. Like a game that went 11 innings, and it was like this a lot.
Yeah, these are fun games. You don't like to give up a lead, but they're fun. Kind of tells you what you're made of, shows you, you know, what you got between the ears. It's, you know, every play matters from here on out.
Pitch lofted down and away for ball one. The second pitch is high from Kauk. Ball two. And Matt Hopkins on the evening. Boy, the record book's not going to show. I mean, it will show what a great evening he had, but he won't get the win. He'll get the no decision. Ball three thrown in, but what a dynamite evening he had. 11 strikeouts, just one walk.
Threw really well. Kept the ball down and did a great job. Maintained his velocity. I thought he did a great job.
3-0 to Hunter Nelson, and there's a walk. Issued by Camden Kauk. So now the winning run is on first base with Casey Sepplett next. Casey's 0 for 2, but he also has a walk. He was the only guy who was able to draw a walk out of Matt Hopkins. We are tied at a run, but now the potential winning run is on first for Northern Colorado. And because of the bizarre situation with Midwest Express, as that one is fouled off to the net, 0-1, which is a developing story, by the way. We'll get more to you as we know it, but what we were told before the game was that Midwest Express had a player die in a crash, and they had to forfeit the rest of the tournament. That's why the loser of this game will not play tomorrow. They will play at 11:15 in the morning, and Sepplett just got beaned by Camden Kauk. First time we've seen a hit-by-pitch thrown on either side tonight. And now there's runners on first and second with one man down. Nate Vondi is next. He's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Now Majors coach Chris Jensen might make a change here. He's heading out to the mound, and he might be pulling Camden Kauk, or at least at the bare minimum, giving him a pep talk. Well, what do you think, Coach? You think he might call on one of your Enid Plainsman players to help him?
I don't know. I didn't see who went to warm up, but obviously a big point in the game here. We got to get the ball over the plate and give our defense a chance to work. Yeah, he's going to the pen. I don't know who's coming out.
Didn't really see who it was either. I just saw Karsten Barnett going.
Looks like Pierce.
Yep, looks like it is Braden Pierce. And we're going to go ahead and keep it right here for this. You know, Brad, Braden's become one dynamite pitcher for you.
Yeah.
And he became, would you say, your number two last year behind Mason Scrimmager?
Yeah, you know, and him and Mason and Brett, I mean, you could kind of, whoever was on that day, they could be your number one. So really, really proud of this young man. He's worked really hard to get his body in condition and kind of came out of nowhere. And beyond a good baseball player, he's a really good person. So happy for him here. Hope he can come in and get the job done.
So Camden Kauk goes an inning. He has a walk, no strikeouts. He hits one batter, doesn't throw a wild pitch, but he ends up giving up one hit, and he is now responsible for runners on first and second right now in the bottom of the eighth of a 1-1 tie between the Enid Majors and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. Now, if Nate Vondi is able to get a hit here, then the run that would score would be charged to Camden Kauk, and he would get the loss. If Nelson or Sepplett score, either one of them, because he let those two guys get on base. I remember, Coach, Braden Pierce had a game. I think it was in that Edmond tournament that you guys had, not this year, but the previous year. He struggled against Edmond North, gave up a lot of runs. I think it was 8 runs in an inning and a third.
Yeah.
But I think that was a turning point for him because ever since that day, he really has pitched extremely well.
Yeah, like I said, he's a good kid and he works extremely hard. You know, there's just not a bad thing to say about Braden. He's a competitor. He's usually not rattled by much. So I think he'll do fine here. Just got to get the ball over the plate and good things will happen for him. So, again, let's hope he can get that old ground ball for two right here.
So here's the schedule tomorrow so far that we know. The Texas Colts will play the Oklahoma Expos in the lone game out at NOC Enid at 10 a.m. D-Bat Senado will play Woodward here at 9 a.m. The Albuquerque Cage Rats will play the Southwest Shockers then at 11:15. At 1:30, D-Bat Herrick against the Texas Phenom. At 3:45, Frozen Ropes against Texas Sticks. Dallas Mustangs against D-Bat Gowans at 6. Texas Sticks and Frozen Ropes will play at 3:45. And the winner of this game will play Cherry Creek at 8:15. Here is Nate Vondi. And the first pitch from Pierce to him is low and outside for ball one. And Pierce, like the two guys before him, is a very hard-throwing fastball. That one, 87 miles an hour. Here is the 1-0 to Vondi.
There we go.
Cut on and missed, 1-1. Nicely done there by Vondi. That was 88, or by Pierce to Vondi. That was 88 miles an hour. A 1-1 tie between the Majors and the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. The pitch, down and away, but a good block by Rutledge. He kept it in front of him. Then he couldn't find it, but he was able to spin around and take off his mask and locate it in the turf.
That was huge right there. That was a huge play. Good job by Rutledge.
Because if he doesn't make that, Nelson ends up on third or worse. 2-1 to Vondi. Way outside that time. 3-1. Well, you walk Vondi, you bring up Felix Cadillas, but he's 0-3. Vondi has scored the lone run in the game for Northern Colorado, and he did it on a sack fly from Tanner Cartmell. 3-1 pitch, and there's ball four.
Well, he's throwing hard tonight, 87, 88. Got to get that command now, see what we do here if we're going to bring him in.
And I wonder what we might see. I think we're seeing a pinch hitter here. Yes, it's Damian Bauer. So Damian Bauer will pinch hit in the spot where it would have been Felix Cadillas. And that's probably a good thing for Northern Colorado because Cadillas was 0-3. So if the Majors fall short in this game tonight, bad news is they're one loss away from elimination. But the good news is because of the tragedy that's happened, they will end up playing on Thursday and get the day off. And there may be more to that story as we uncover what unfolds here from going forward. Bauer takes a strike, 0-1, 88 miles an hour from Braden Pierce. And you got to feel a little bit sorry for Braden here, Coach, because he had to come on with runners on first and second in a really big spot here in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-1 is high, ball one.
Just got to come in and bear down and, you know, get the ball over the plate. That's the key here is give us a chance to play D.
The base hit here wins the game for the Roughnecks. The 1-1 is outside for ball two. 2-1. Bauer awaits the pitch from Pierce as he sets and fires. A fastball that was low. 3-1 apparently. That looked pretty good from up here though.
Pretty close.
89 miles an hour. 3-1. And it's ball four. It's a walk RBI to win the game for the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. And Hunter Nelson jumps onto home plate with glee. And the Majors fall in extra innings, two games in a row. So Northern Colorado wins this one 2-1, Coach. That's wow.
Tough way to lose, you know. We like to get a chance to play some defense, but just didn't happen right there.
All right, so that wraps up day one of the Connie Mack National Regional, and the Enid Majors are now one loss away from elimination. Northern Colorado beats them tonight 2-1, and they'll be back in action on Thursday morning at 11:15. They will play the winner of the Albuquerque Cage Rats and the Southwest Shockers. We'll take one last time out, come back with final stats and numbers and final thoughts as well from David Allen Ballpark. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood, the Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
At Messer Bowers Insurance, we are independent insurance agents and have been since 1926. We represent top-line national insurers like State Auto Insurance that offer the best in coverage at competitive premiums, but most of all, we represent you, our insured. So, you get the best of all worlds, the best coverage for your home, cars, and business, and an agent that advises you and represents you, not the insurance company. If you have ever experienced that feeling of being alone in the world when you have a claim, you should give us a try. An agent that protects you and won't sing the company song. 90 years strong, Messer Bowers Insurance.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team, the Coldwell Banker, will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
1390 KCRC.
Well, as if one loss in extra innings in eighth was hard enough to swallow, the Enid Majors have to take another one. They lose in the eighth inning of another extra innings battle. This time they fall 2-1 to the Northern Colorado Roughnecks and fall to 21-19 on the season. They are now one loss away from elimination in the Connie Mack National Regional. Of course, the winner of this regional will head to the Connie Mack World Series in Farmington, New Mexico, scheduled for next week. The Majors jumped out to a 1-0 lead. They got an RBI single off Marcus Hampton, who scored Seth Graves in the first, and that was the score all the way until the bottom of the seventh inning. And then Nate Bondy started off that inning with a single. Then Felix Cadilla struck out, but Mike Felton singled. And then Andy Bayen got a single after that. Bases loaded. Tanner Cartmell flies out to deep right. It was caught by Marcus Hampton, and that scored Nate Bondy on a very close play at the plate where he was nearly thrown out. That tied the game up at a run apiece and sent us into extras as the Majors were able to get out of the seventh. But then we got to the eighth inning, And then in the eighth inning, the majors had Connerly strike out, E.J. Taylor doubled, then was retired on a fielder's choice, a walk by Hampton, and then a ground out and grounded to a fielder's choice by Hopkins, but then Camden Kalk would strike out to end the top of the eighth. And then in the bottom of the eighth, T.J. Mendoza started off with a ground out to second, but then a walk by Hunter Nelson. K.C. Seplett was hit by a pitch, and then Braden Pierce came in to finish off the game for the majors. He walked the last two batters, but I got to tell you, those last two walks, very suspect because it looked like they were very close to the strike zone, but the home plate umpire called an RBI walk there for Damian Bauer as he came up to pinch hit and ended up taking a walk, and that scored the winning run from third, Hunter Nelson, and the Enid Majors fall to the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 2-1. Let's do the hitting numbers first. Northern Colorado had two runs on seven hits with six men left on base and no errors. Connor Side was 0-for-4. T.J. Mendoza 2-for-4. Hunter Nelson was 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. K.C. Seplett 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch and a walk. Nate Vondi was 1-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. Felix Cadillas is 0-for-3. Damian Bauer was able to get a walk and an RBI. Mike Felton 1-for-3. Andy Bayen 3-for-3. Tanner Cartmell 0-for-3. The hitting numbers for the Enid Majors, they got a run on seven hits. They did not commit an error, but they left nine men on base. Seth Graves was 1-for-2 with two walks and a run scored. Connor Gore was 1-for-4. Matt Connerly, 0-for-4. E.J. Taylor, 2-for-3 with a walk. Marcus Hampton, 2-for-3 with a walk and an RBI. Garrett Dehas, 0-for-3. Matt Hopkins, 0-for-1. Camden Kalk, 0-for-4. Logan Rutledge was 1-for-3. Lakin Young was 0-for-3. The pitching numbers, the starting pitchers in this game were absolutely outstanding. Getting the no decision for the Enid Majors was Matt Hopkins. He went 6 1/3. He gave up six hits, just one run. It was an earned run. He had one walk, but 11 strikeouts. Camden Kalk pitches an inning of relief and takes the loss. He gives up a hit and the winning run with a walk, and he did hit a batter. Braden Pierce faced two batters and walked them both for the Majors. The winning pitcher tonight for the Northern Colorado Roughnecks is Damian Bauer, who got the final two-thirds of the eighth inning secure. He came in and finished out the game in the top of the eighth. He did not give a hitter a run. He did have a walk and a strikeout. And Lucas DeGarmo, the starting pitcher for the Roughnecks, went seven innings. He gave up six hits, one run earned, and three walks, five strikeouts. Then Felix Cadillas in relief pitched a third of an inning. He gave up a hit with no runs. He also had a strikeout. Majors fall to 21-19, and their season is one loss away from being over. And we got word before the game that the Midwest Express team from Illinois apparently had a player killed on their way here. And we are now receiving word, at least we did earlier in the game, that that may not be true. Again, we're not 100% sure, but there is a chance that that story could have been false. And tournament director Shannon Infield is following up on it. And if that story is indeed false, that is just, wow. I just can't even put my mind around that. If a coach would lie about a player's death, instead of coming to the tournament. And if that is the case, and if that is proven to not be true, that is unbelievable. So there's a chance that that might not be true. Tournament director Shannon Infield is on the phone and doing all he can to follow up on his due diligence. So they're not in this tournament anymore, which means that that has shaken up the bracket for tomorrow, and here's how it looks. First of all, before we do that, let's give you the final scores from earlier today. The Texas Phenom team run ruled the Texas Colts 8-0. D-Bat Herrick over the Oklahoma Expos 4-3. Frozen Ropes beat D-Bat Sonato 6-5. A lot of one-run games. In fact, every game in the tournament today was a one-run contest except the first one where the Phenom won it 8-0. D-Bat Herrick over the Oklahoma Expos 4-3. The Frozen Ropes over the D-Bat Sonato team 6-5. Texas Sticks got by Woodward 6-5. Albuquerque Cage Rats fall to the Dallas Mustangs 5-4. D-Bat Gowans a 2-1 win over the Southwest Shockers. And Cherry Creek advances by way of a forfeit from Midwest Express. And Northern Colorado beats the Enid Majors in extra innings 2-1. So here's how the bracket looks for tomorrow. The Texas Colts will face the Oklahoma Expos at 10 a.m. Because of the forfeit by Midwest Express, there's now just one game out at NOC Enid. And then here at David Allen Ballpark, it'll be the D-Bat Senado team against Woodward at 9 a.m. At 11:15 in the morning now, it's going to be the Albuquerque Cage Rats against the Southwest Shockers. Then at 1:30 in the afternoon, we go back to the winner's bracket where it will be the Texas Phenom team against D-Bat Herrick at 1:30. Frozen Ropes will play Texas Sticks at 3:45. At 6 o'clock in the evening, it'll be the Dallas Mustangs against D-Bat Gowans. And at 8:15, it'll be Cherry Creek against the Northern Colorado Roughnecks. A huge thank you goes out to so many people tonight. Our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios, Lewis Foster. Also our intern, Brady Kokajohn, who was back there as well. And also to Enid baseball coach Brad Gore for sitting in and providing some great insight here in the Connie Mack National Regional. The Enid Plainsman baseball coach, a big thank you to him. For all of those fine folks that helped us out tonight, I'm John Herrick saying so long from David Allen Ballpark. It's the Enid Majors falling to the Northern Colorado Roughnecks 2-1, and they will be back in action on Thursday at 11:15 in the morning. They will play the winner between the Albuquerque Cage Rats and the Southwest Shockers, who will play tomorrow morning now at 11:15 a.m. You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Janssen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, the Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and the Bike Shop.
Join us next time for more Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Hey, it's Damon Amendolara of the DA Show. Northwest Oklahoma sports leader is CTB Sports Radio 1390 KCRC.
Hey, and things of that nature, because they do spend a lot of money. That was one of the biggest things with Les Alexander, the current owner, the one who's selling it now, is he was always willing to pay luxury taxes. He was always willing to spend on coaches. He was willing to eat salaries of people who weren't doing well. And he's willing to spend on personnel and advanced metrics people and things of that nature. Always willing to spend. That's what the city of Houston will expect from the next owner. And the next owner is going to have to understand when he comes in, he's coming into not only what he pays for the team, he's going to start having to cutting checks early before he starts making his money back.
He owns Golden Nugget Hotel Casinos, Morton Steakhouse, Rainforest Cafes. They have those in all over the place and in Vegas at the MGM, the Bubba Gump, Shrimp Company, McCormick & Schmidt's seafood restaurants. He owns a lot of stuff. Anyway, he offered to buy them before in 93, but they sold it to Alexander. Respectfully, Cody, I got 1 minute left. Tell me what you think of if this Mello deal will work. How do they make it work?
They just got to wait for New York. New York has to find that right piece they want from those other teams. They don't want Ryan Anderson. They don't want Ryan Anderson, which is the Rockets' current power forward. They want Anderson to go to a different team, another team, maybe another two teams get involved, and they end up with some sort of pick or some sort of young player. So the Rockets have to involve other teams. I know when the Knicks held it up last week, they didn't really do the other teams a solid. Other teams were upset that the Knicks were holding things up. The Rockets got to re-engage another team and try to get Melo done. He wants to be in Houston. He's operating. Every rumor is that he's operating like he will be traded to Houston, and that's where he wants to be. So that's what we're all expecting, is Melo being in a Rockets jersey. And for all, I got to leave you with this, an outside buyer for the Rockets here. Look at China. The Rockets are one of the most popular teams in China. A Chinese business group with the face of Yao Ming on the front of it, that's a squad that could end up buying the Rockets.
Yeah, you know, Mafia was talking about that last night about the same thing, and I was taken back by it. But now that you're saying it again, I'm starting to believe, I guess. Cody, great stuff tonight, brother. Awesome job. Keep doing your thing on 610. We appreciate you coming on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. We'll catch up down the road. We'll talk more about the Astros and Texans once their season gets rolling. Thanks, buddy.
Anytime, man. Love listening to you.
My man, Cody Stoots, down in Houston on 610 getting benched. We got 2 hours to go on the Mahogany. We're waxing it up. A good one in Fenway. Toronto's taking a 4-3 lead on the Red Sox. We got it all for you tonight on the bench.
Hi, this is Polly Wade, CPA, realtor, and wife of celebrity craftsman Chip Wade. It's time to get a handle on clutter. The Home Depot has everything you need to organize your closet, attic, or garage for less. They have an affordable selection of storage totes, cabinets, and shelving to organize your decor. And make better use of your space with easy storage solutions from top brands like Sterilite and HDX. Visit homedepot.com/storage for inspiration. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions, like an HDX 4-shelf storage unit, a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds of whatever you've got, and you'll barely have to lift your wallet. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event, going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 23rd, U.S. only.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
The forecast this evening from the Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Weather Center brought to us by Northcutt Chevrolet Buick. Your shortcut to a great deal. Visit them on the web at northcuttauto.com. A clear sky this evening and through our overnight, a light southerly wind 10, maybe 15 miles per hour, and a low near 75 by sunrise. Our day will be sunny again and hot, near 100 the high in Enid, with a southerly wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, a low of 78, and then sunny with highs near 102 for Thursday and Friday afternoon. That's the forecast from your official weather station.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069. Again, 800-240-0069.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Northwest Oklahoma's number one sports station is CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
Sports Flash.
I'm Darwin Zook. Two of the biggest names in baseball exchange solo homers in the first inning tonight.